University. Jah Jesus, baby. We have Dr. Sweetie, who's president of Son of God University, and today we're going to be talking about a lot of stuff that you probably have never hardly heard. So, Dr. Sweetie, what do you have to say right now?
Right now, baby, I say that the people turn to the Son of God, Jesus Christ, and to learn who we are supposed to worship.
And that's what we're going to be doing. We're going to be talking about who should we worship. First of all, we're going to start with the grandfather. We call him the grandfather, Jehovah Allah, or Jehovah. Why do we call him the grandfather?
We call Jehovah the grandfather because Jesus Christ, the divine Son of God, he is not only the Son of God, but he is equal to the Father, Jehovah, and he is called the Father and the Son.
Okay, he's called the Father and the Son. So where does that leave Jehovah?
Jehovah is the grandfather, which is he gave everything and turned everything to our Jesus Christ. And since Jesus is in charge of this planet, Jehovah has gave everything to the Son. So the Son is considered the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, the mighty God, and he is in charge of planet Earth and many other worlds.
Well, okay, by saying that, he's in charge. So we know that the grandfather is basically, he's not in the picture here. He gave everything over to the Son, as it says in Hebrews. Everybody starts to worship this Son of God, Jesus the Christ, or we call it Jah Jesus. Why do we call it Jah Jesus? Explain that.
We call it Jah Jesus because in the book of Psalm 68:4, it specifies that Jah is the most high over all the earth, the divine Son of God. And Jah is also the name, the given to Jesus at the beginning, when this is the I am Alpha, Aleph, and I am Tau, or Omega. And so therefore, Jah represents the light. Jesus Christ is the light of the world, so therefore, that name goes together with Jesus, Jah, Jesus.
So Maria, when she had him, isn't that what Gabriel named him?
Yes, back in time before the child was born, the angel from the heavenlies, Gabriel, said, "This is the beloved son who shall be born unto you. His name shall be called Jah, Jesus, and he shall save his people from their sins." And in the book of Hebrews, the first chapter, verse 1-6, it specifies that God, who in the time past and such time, has spoken and said that the prophets talk to the prophets of old, that God has spoken to the prophets, to the people, through the prophets and angelic voices, has in his last day spoken unto us by his son, Jah, Jesus, whom he has appointed Jesus, heir of all things, whom also Jah, Jesus, has made the world. And then quoting the verse 6, it says that, "And God said, let all angelic beings and all humans worship Jesus Christ, the firstborn who is coming into the world." That is the introduction of the Christmas season. And that's what we call introducing Lord Jesus the Christ, the divine Son of the living God.
So now, before the 5th century, he was called the Lord the Son, Lord the Son. And when we say Lord the Son, we mean the S-U-N. Explain that. Now, then after the church, especially the Catholic Church, they came and they started saying the Son of God, S-O-N. Now, what's the difference between the S-U-N and the S-O-N?
It's similar to the S-U-N in the book of Malachi and the Old Covenant. Just before the book of Matthew, it specified that the Son of Righteousness will come with healing in his wings. The Son, S-U-N, it represents the power. And so, therefore, Jesus Christ is called both the Son and the Son, the Son of God and the Son of Man. And so the S-U-N is speaking of not the orb in the sky, the big ball of fire, but the cosmic energy inside of Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ is so powerful and so mighty and so divine and so dynamic that he is called the Son of God because he's full of fire, full of power, full of light, full of energy, full of Holy Spirit, Espíritu Santo.
So full of this energy. And now, is that energy inside of each and every person on this planet? Now, let's get to the verse. Jesus, Jah Jesus, as it specifically says, he's the one that created this earth. Jehovah is a, he's more of a translucent being, like a celestial being. Jesus came to the earth as a flesh being like us. So he knows more what's going on than the Father. Isn't that why the Father gave the planet over to Jesus? Because he came in flesh. He knows everything about it. He knows how to live in the flesh. He lived on this earth 33 years. So, I mean, and then he created this planet. This is the only planet that's like this, that's so rocky and hard. Every other planet is more translucent, and it can't take sin. That's why in the beginning, Jehovah said, I can't take sin. That's why all this stuff was going on, and that's why Jesus pleaded to the Father, please. Yes. Can I go down there and save him? You don't want to be with those nigga bikes. Yes, I do. I want to come down there. I want to save that planet. They had a council. They did. And then after that, he said, okay, it's all yours. You want to deal with that? Fine. You know, so he gave it over. So dude, add some stuff to that, what I said on that.
Okay, yes. It's exactly correctly that the Son of God, Jesus Christ, with all his love, and all his power, he pleaded to the Father God Almighty that he can come to the planet Earth or to come to this Earth to be the Redeemer. And so, like you said, a lot of people don't recognize that Jesus Christ had this planet is the fifth world planet because it went through many challenges when Jehovah made it, and it was fragile, purple mountains, crystal mountains, and everything was delicate and dainty. But after the sin came, when the angelic Lucifer, when he fell from the heavenlies, therefore Jesus had a plan with God to make this planet solid, so it could take, like you said, it could take lots of the negatives, and so therefore Jesus Christ, as the creator of planet Earth, and now it is ready to endure the sin that cometh on the planet. It goes through many challenges, like earthquakes, volcanic activity, and stuff like that, and that's why Jesus Christ today is the supreme redeemer of this planet, because he knew what was going to be happening on the planet, and so therefore he laid the foundation of the world. And before the foundation of the world, Jesus Christ gave his life. Way back he was slain. They had a council in the heavens, and he shed his blood in the heavenly realm before he activated on the earthly realm. And so therefore, that's why it's important to worship and pray to Jesus, because Jesus has the power. He took on human form. He's a mighty God, the Son of God, a distinct personality, individual, and yet he was instituted by the Father God, Jehovah, that we worship the Son of God. And when we honor the Son of God, we automatically are honoring the Father God by giving glory to Jesus.
So let's reiterate what we just said. So basically right now, the grandfather, as we say, Jehovah, Allah, doesn't matter. He has no jurisdiction on this planet. So we're saying that all the people that's praying to Jehovah or the Father, basically nothing is happening. So you're saying the name of Jesus, when you use that, things start to happen. It started when, because he is the Father, basically. He created this planet. He created this planet so it can endure sin. He created these bodies for, because let's face it, people are just doing everything to the body, and they're still living. It's because of Jesus the Christ, the Jah Jesus. He created these bodies. It can take anything, drugs, anything, anything you do. It can take heavy sins. In the other worlds, trillions of the world, it can't take that. It can't. It's translucent. Little sin, you're knocked off. Is that correct?
That's correct. Planet Earth is the only planet that's the lowest of the spheres, the baby of the spheres, and it is the only place that is sin-drenched and negative. So that's why Jesus Christ came and shed the blood on the cross with the people, that the people may come back to the Son of God and be redeemed through his sacred blood. And like you said, before the 5th century, the ancient scripture said the Lord, the Son, S-U-N, the Lord, his Son, referring to the living Christ. And then later, the Catholic Church, they changed it to the first century, the Lord thy God, the Lord the God. So therefore, that was to knock out the revelation of Jesus Christ and his power. Because Jesus Christ had all this ancient power back in the day that he operated back in the Genesis, the 15th verse of the 3rd chapter, it speaks about the seed of the woman and the bruising the heel of Satan, that the coming of the Christ and the Christ, Jesus Christ, is manifesting back there. And the book of Daniel, it speaks about the lion's den Daniel and ancient Persia, which is today Iraq and Iran, they were worshiping Jesus Christ. Many people back in the biblical days, and they had the revelation, they were acknowledging and giving praise to Jesus. Moses was baptizing in the sea. The people, they got the revelation, and they baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, before Christ came on the scene. And today, many Christians have fell asleep because they don't pursue Jesus today. And the people back in the day, they worship Jesus Christ and they glorify Jah Jesus. They give exaltation to Jesus. Let's demonstrate. Let's pray now. Thank you, Jah Jesus, baby. We glorify you, eternal Savior. You are the mighty God and the everlasting Father. We love you, Jesus Christ. Oh, holy Jesus. Praise to your name. We bind all devils and demons to the pit of hell in the righteous name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Now, by saying that, we're going to get back to the scriptures, how they were before. As far as the Bible, basically, it was the big storybook. It was telling great stories about the creation and everything. And then the 5th century, the Catholic Church came on the scene. Then King James, he had his priest, or whatever you call him, to start translating. Now, when they did that, they start putting it into scriptures. So they made it into scriptures. It wasn't so much as God or whatever, they just translate the scriptures, just like they had the Bhagavad Gita, and they translate the Vedas into scriptures, you know. It's a book, kind of storybook, but it's not the same as the Quran. It has Jesus in it almost like 77 times, over 77 times.
Yes.
So all these books, all these lords and stuff, like Lord Buddha, he taught of Jesus, but people don't know that. They think it's just some foreign god.
Exactly. Yeah, because over 5,000 years ago, the Lord Krishna, he spoke about the coming Jesus Christ, will come in this beautiful age that we're living in. And the ancient, the Book of the Dead, the Egyptian Book of the Dead, and you go way back in the time in the Tarantula, the Book of the Tarantula, and they spoke about the Jehovah is everlasting Son, who shall come to the earth and manifest in human form. And so, therefore, every ancient scripture, the book of the Holy Quran, it spoke about the coming Messiah that will be Isu, Jesus, who will come into the planet with carry system. So therefore, everybody in the whole world, in their consciousness, they know about the Son of God coming. And so therefore, it is time that the people recognize that, like you said, my loving father, that back in time, everything was in a story form, without verse, without scripture form. The priest broke that down way back in the day. And the original scriptures, it was just chapter, volume, book of volume, and it spoke about the glorious Jesus Christ. But later on, they change and they scripturize and they make it to the priest so they can take a text and they teach the people. And it's been altered to a grand degree. But yet, there's a lot in the great Holy Bible that speak enough of the great Holy Spirit of Jesus Christ and Jesus that we can, you know, progress, translate, stay young, be beautiful and attractive and religiously free, but a divine relationship with Jesus Christ.
So are we talking about the Jesus Spirit that's resting in him? Now we're going to go from the Jesus Christ to the Holy Spirit that dwells within everybody. He placed that in every soul on this earth. So every soul is vibrating the heartbeat, Jah Jesus. It's within their consciousness. It don't care what religion, you could be Muslim, you can be Buddhist, it doesn't really matter. That is in everybody. They have that consciousness. We're speaking to your consciousness. We're speaking to the spirit of truth within you. We're speaking to that light of Christ that dwells within you, that what it says on the scriptures about the light of Christ. That's what we're speaking to you, and that's what you got to get back to. The book, as my brother says, really has no power. You're reading about it, but the power is in the name.
Yes.
The power is in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
And that's what we're saying. Go ahead, my brother.
Yes. This great truth that liveth within us. You see, in the chapter called In the Name of Jesus Christ by Annalise Skyrin, she talks about the glorious volume one in the book called Ye O Gods. It speaks about how the chapter has that Jesus Christ's name is the vibration of spirit. And this divine spirit comes to those who accept Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and confess their sins before Jesus Christ, and they dedicate themselves to the Son of God, and therefore the spirit is implanted inside every individual. St. John, the chapter verse 9, first chapter, it says, and the light of Christ lighteth every individual or every man or woman who cometh into the world. So therefore, we have a spark of the intelligence inside of us, the sacred energy, the light of Christ. And it is imperative that we all become in contact with the omnipresent light of Christ, because the omnipresent spirit is how Jesus manifests to us today, by the Holy Spirit. And with the spirit of the disciples, the sacred Heiligen Geist, see, that dwells in us and all around us, that gives us the power to live right. That gives us the power to resist negativity. That gives us the power to worship and to pray to Jesus. And in this day and age, we have the power to talk to the Heiligen Geist, or Holy Spirit, by giving it the great name that we know, Jesus. And as the scripture says, Acts 4:12, there's no other name in the heaven whereby humankind can be saved. And there's a book of the Thessalonians that speaks about calling upon the name of the Son of God forevermore. And so therefore, as we rejoice and call on Jesus, we receive the power of the Spirit, which is inside of us, but it's ignited as we worship Jesus, and then we glorify Christ-like.
Now, let's talk about Jesusi. People don't know what that means. Explain that.
Okay, Jesusi is a sacred ancient name that was given to Enoch way back when he was translated, when he was directed from the Israelite, and he came to the ancient North America right here in the blessed Puget Sound region, before it was called the Puget Sound, and the Western United States of America. Now, this great name, Jesusi, it means I am energy filled with, and I am powerful in Jesus, the anointed one, and I shall be anointed with light. So all this endless energy inside that was given to us from Jesus, or Jesusi, is powerful. The devils tremble at the sacred name of Jesusi, or if you're familiar with the English version, Jesus. Through that name is all power. Through that name, all forgiveness is granted. Through the great name, the devils, they tremble at that great name, because Jesus Christ conquered the devil 2,000 years ago. And so therefore, we have that guarantee by the power of the light inside of our being that we can progress, we can elevate, we can be happy, we can stay young, we can be beautiful, because the Holy Spirit of Jesusi is inside of us. Jesusi is the name of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, the Spirit of God. And so therefore, when we're calling on Jai Susi, or if we say Jai Jesus, baby, when you call upon the sacred name, you are recognizing the inside is the Son of Righteousness, the eternal energy of all power. And so therefore, every nation from every world can receive this power. From Thailand to Tokyo, from Tokyo to Ohio, from Ohio to Florida, from Florida to the Pacific Northwest, to Oslo, and France, and all over the planet, this power is available.
Okay, it's available. So we're going to get, like you said, the kingdom of God is within you. Jesus said that. So
yes.
Basically, we're saying, yeah, Jesus Christ, or Jesus, he's in collab. That's his heaven. He has his own heaven. I don't think people know that.
Yes.
But he has his own heaven. I mean, he's a king. I mean, Jesus is so powerful. He reigns over trillions of planets.
That's right.
I mean, people think this is something else. He's not no ordinary being. And plus, too, he has a physical body, and that makes him more powerful.
Yes.
By having the physical power. This is the lowest planet on the earth. He comes down here save us.
Yes.
And then and pleading to the Father.
That's
he
right.
comes down here, and then he glorifies his body. Some people don't even think he has a body.
Right.
He glorifies his physical body. That's what he wants us to do. He doesn't want us to die.
That's
he always talks about life.
Yes.
He always turned around death into life with Lazarus. He always wants life. He
yes.
wants you to live with that Holy Spirit following it. That Holy Spirit is impossible to leave out your life.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
all I have to say, because it tells you what clothes to wear. It tells you how to drive. It tells you what car to get. It tells you your mate to marry.
Yes.
It tells you everything. So I can't see these people that's rejecting Jesus, because they're going to be making all kinds of mistakes. When you with that Christ light, it does not make a mistake. It wants to. It's knocking on your door. It's
yes.
knocking, like he said. Come on, open up, brothers.
That's right.
Sisters. Go ahead, my brother.
You hit it right on the thumb, and the thumb's on the nosey, that the power of the Holy Spirit, Heiligen Geist, the Spiritus Sanctus, the almighty energy of Jesus Christ. This power, like my brother speaking, was saying that Jesus' body has been magnetized And the same physical body that was assassinated was resurrected with the powers of the energy inside of him. And the holy book of the Book of the Apostles, it says the same spirit that raised up Jesus Christ from the dead shall quicken your mortal bodies. So therefore, Jesus Christ got the physical body in the heavens at the right hand of Jehovah with all power, all authority, and all glory. Enoch, in the Hebrews, the fifth chapter, correction, Hebrews, the 11th chapter, verse 5. And Genesis, the fifth chapter, verse 24, it says, by faith, or by divine energy, was Enoch translated. Enoch was the first one on the planet who underwent the physical gift known as transfiguration. Transfiguration is his body did not physically die, but he overcome the negatives, and he was taken up into heaven in the physical body. His physical body was animated and glorified by the Holy Spirit of Jesus Christ. So this is a fun life to live on this planet. The kingdom of God is within you and all around you. And like we said before, that the kingdom of Jesus Christ is an inside thing. So therefore, as we have the king inside of us, and we worship the king of glory, and we magnify this spirit, this holiness energy, or this light of Jesus Christ, like my brother said, that is the key. That is the way of love. That is the way to forgiveness. That is the way to everlasting youth. It guides you. This power directs you, and it keeps you on the path of purification and lets you know what to eat, what not to eat. It is the laws of health, the Holy Spirit of love. Matter of fact, we are the temple of Holy Spirit. We are the church of Jesus Christ.
Got that right.
And so therefore, as we continue to worship Jesus and to call on that name, this glorified energy, this divine Halikangasi, Holy Spirit inside of us is the power. We need to talk to this power. This power comes directly from the Lord Jesus Christ. And so therefore, as we accept Lord Jesus Christ, there are people from all over the planet, from the Royal Republic of Thailand. Greetings to you from the great Thailand. The people in the Budalas, they are turning to Jesus Christ today. Why are they turning to Jesus Christ? Because they can feel the power. They can see the power. They can see the divine youth manifesting. And that's why we are so excited about this great King of Glory, this great sacred light of energy that is inside of us today.
Yeah, so by talking about that, let's get more in depth as far as to this Jesus, you know, because you got to go to Jesus first to get this Holy Ghost.
Yes.
You've got to go through. He's the gateway. You can't get this Holy Spirit. You have some in you. Yeah, you have his consciousness in you. But as the Christian, or the Christian church correctly pronounced, it has talked about the Holy Ghost, which a lot of people are kind of putting on hold right now. That's the power you need here on earth. That's the power that will translate you. That's the power that will keep you young. That's the power that will guide you. That's the power that you need. Basically,
that's right.
You don't need Jesus, per se, the physical being.
Right.
You can pray to him. But mainly, we want to worship that God within us, intelligence within us. It knows everything. It wants to guide us.
Yes.
And then, too, when we get that baptism of Holy Ghost through praise in Jesus Christ, then we'll turn on that 440 engine. Boom! We're ready to rock and roll, baby. And we're ready to move.
Exactly.
And if you don't have that, then you're kind of like a deadbeat. Let's face it.
That's right.
You don't have no energy. If you're lacking in energy, get the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
If you're lacking in senileness, get the Holy Spirit. If you have all kind of disease, get the Holy
Spirit.
What was Jesus using when he was healing? The Holy Spirit.
Yes.
He was dealing with that cosmic energy, whatever you want to call it.
That
infinite intelligence within us.
Yes.
That Holy Spirit is the ancient name of it. And and you got to give it a name. And the name of it is
Jesus. That's right.
That's the English.
Yes.
Or you can say Jesus or Jesus.
That's right.
But well, everybody in America, everybody in the world knows Jesus. You go to the depths of Africa, everybody, they quote scripture better than Americans.
Yes.
But the point is, you got to use that name of power, Jesus. The devils run. When you say Jesus, we did it before. The devils, the sweetie say, come here, come back.
Yes.
They're running.
They're running.
They're getting the hell out of there. I'm getting the hell out of here. Jesus, they know what that is.
Yes.
You living right, you getting the Holy Ghost, you have power to the devils. People say the devil have power. Hell no. He ain't got no power on
no
planet.
No.
Let's get this wrong. He's running.
Yes.
We keep him running. We keep him at bay. This is the wickedest planet, but it's the fastest planet you can grow on.
Yes.
Go ahead, my brother.
You got that right, my beautiful brother, because see, this planet is so full of negative and full of sin, so it pressures you to do the right thing. And it makes you wonder, like, wait a minute, I'm tired of this hellish life. I got to be transformed. And the Apostle Paul said in the book of the Philippians, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. You see, and let the same mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who thought it not robbery or illegal to be equal with God. So Jesus Christ was a prime example. Like you said, my brother, that the physical body of the being, Jesus Christ, he came to show the way how to possess his divine spirit. And so therefore, we today are joyful people because we have the spirit of Jesus Christ. The physical being is up in the heavenlies or wherever he may be, doing the will of the Father God Almighty, and so therefore it is up to us to take on the nature of the Spirit as he has given us. Acts the 2nd chapter, verse 38, it says, repent, you heathens, every one of you, and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of sins. And after that, you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit. And so therefore, there are over 8 verses of Scripture in the book of Acts that verify that this power comes through acknowledging Jesus, believing in Jesus Christ, acknowledging, confessing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He was raised from the dead on the third day, and he ascended to the glory of God. And so therefore, we can be filled with the sacred power as we incorporate the great name. Now, a lot of people, it looks like, and a lot of the Christians, I don't know, for some reason, they act like they're allergic to the baptism in the name of Jesus. And there's so many scriptures that say, repent. And the apostles say, I have baptized thee, Cornelius. I baptize you in the name of the Lord Jesus, or Jesus. And other times they say, I baptize you in the name of Jesus Christ. And some say, I baptize you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The name is important because the Son of God gave us life on the tree. And like you say, my brother, the devil, they don't have no power on this planet because Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, he destroyed the works of the devil over 2,000 years ago. And how did he do that? By the power of Spirit. And so therefore we got the same power in us. For example, I know a guy on the Art Bell show. He was talking and he devils were bothering him and attacking him, and it went on for months into possibly a couple of years. And he called on Allah, and he tried the Muslim faith, and he called on Buddha, and you know, he was checking out different thoughts and new world orders, religiosity. And then he said, you know, I'm going to talk to this other God, Jesus. I'm going to see when he got the sight. And so when he prayed to Jesus, he said the devils left him immediately. The spark of fire zoomed in his room. It lit up, and them demons are playing games with him, left that young man, and now he is very strong, and he is a worshiper of Jesus. So it's proof that the scripture declares that every teacher of all, every time shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. It is very plain. Many people in Iraq and Iran, where is undercover churches, they are calling on the name of Jesus, even physical appearances was coming to them of Jesus Christ. This great Jesus is too real. It is so glorious. And to feel this spirit of Jesus, like you said, my brother, the name is so important that we feel the baptism of spirit. What is the Holy Spirit? It is Jesus Christ's energy. It is Jesus Christ's vibration. It is the light of Christ. It is the happy spirit. It is the love spirit. You cannot hold grudges and have the spirit. You cannot hate to have the spirit. You have to love every humankind on the earth. The basic principle, you must love all the people. You first of all, you love the Lord Jesus Christ with all your heart, with all the mind and strength, and you love his glorious spirit that is inside the verse, and we call that the name of the spirit, Jesus Christ, and we must love everybody.
And it's a feeling.
Yes.
Now, we're going to get into that. Everybody knows a feeling. Everybody's trying to get a feeling, whether it's drugs. Basically, they're trying to get that feeling. Whereas you have sex with your wife, you're trying to get that. It's a feeling.
Yes.
Now, this Jah Jesus, when you say it, it's a feeling.
Yes, it is.
It's a definite feeling. When you say Jah Jesus, it's a feeling. You can feel the love. It's a feeling. Jesus is a love. It's a love vibration. Just like Earth, Wind, and Fire, they're saying it's a love. It's the love in your heart. It's a love vibration.
Exactly.
And you have to, and by chanting that name and by saying Jesus all the time, basically your sins will start dropping off. He said, my yoke is easy. It is easy. Use his name.
Yes.
Say, Jah Jesus. Use that name. When you're in the bind, Jah Jesus.
Jah Jesus.
Jah Jesus.
Jah Jesus.
And then as you say that, those cells or those atoms are starting to awaken, because every single atom has a Jah Jesus spark in it. And when you say it, it illuminates. And when it illuminates your body, it moves those devils. Going to have to move the hell out the way.
That's
right. I got to get the hell out of here.
Yes.
Matter of fact, you'll be chasing them. And you'll be going towards the road of health, prosperity.
Yes.
Health, you say, seek the kingdom of heaven within. Then
everything else will come unto you.
That's right.
I know a lot of people are seeking, oh, let's get the money. That's
right.
Cool. There's nothing wrong with the money.
That's
but
right.
As you seek the kingdom of God, it's going to tell you how to get the money.
Yes.
It's going to tell you who to marry. It's going to
yes.
tell you what clothes to wear, what car to wear. It's going to tell you where to live.
That's
it's going
right.
to tell you everything. It's going to keep your mind at ease
yes.
and peace. You, most people don't have peace in it. They have turmoil in their mind. They're walking around with turmoil. It's
yes.
so many people that are sick mentally.
You're right.
Spiritually, they sick. They have all kinds of demons in it. Some of them, they don't want to let go, but some of them want to be delivered. You have
right.
to want this.
That's
try
right.
Try it. Don't believe what we say. You try it for yourself.
Yes.
The kingdom of God is here. It's at hand. It's ready to work. And it's up to us to take these principles. That's why Son of God is back on the scene here. We're
yes.
here to tell you all this stuff. We're here to tell you how to activate it.
That's right.
Okay, my brother.
Yes, you hit it right on the thumbs. This glorious excitement of this eternal energy, like we're about to say, everybody want a feeling. They try the cocaine, they try the Mary Jane, different drugs, sexuality, everything, a kissing on the neck. It's like, okay, they want a feeling. They eat some food, a good steak dinner, vegetarian dinner, whatever they may be. But when it comes to the feel of the Holy Spirit, people say, oh, you know, you don't have to feel God. You don't have to feel what they've been smoking. I wonder what they've been smoking, because they, when they get in the bedroom and they get they uncover and they take out that dolly whacker and they go in the kitty cat and they have the feeling. And you know, the people cannot deny it, from the church to the temple to the mosque to the synagogues, that people, when they get into that groove, oh baby, oh that feels good, oh yes, please do some more. You know it's true. We're not religious, but we're telling the truth. We are saints under Jesus Christ. We don't have nothing to hide, because the Son of God knows your thoughts. The Son of God, this is another thing that people need to recognize. The Holy Spirit of Jesus Christ is omnipresent, which is everywhere present, everywhere in all worlds, and omniscient. Nothing can be hid from the Son of God. Nothing can be hid from the Father, Jehovah God, the grandfather. Nothing can be hid from the Holy Spirit. The heavens, they see what's happening. They know the thoughts of the people. When they get horny, they get a hot nature, whatever they want to do. It is the power of Jesus Christ that can deliver. And that's what the people need to recognize. They need to deal with the power. You cannot escape without the sacred power of Jesus. The name of Jesus Christ is all supreme power. It is the key word of all power. You'll find that in that volume of God by Annalise Skyron, and throughout her wonderful, glorious book. Also, there's another book by Father Sullivan. And Father Sullivan, the book is called The Wonders of the Holy Name. And you can find that book at every Holy Catholic Church, The Wonders of the Holy Name. And it's so powerful, because it said the name of Jesus is a prayer to the Father. It is pleasing to the Father. It is exciting to the Grandfather. And so therefore, if you are confused, if you are mixed up, if you don't even comprehend what we're saying, if it's too heavy for your head, just call on Jesus Christ. Jesus, oh Jesus, sweet Lord Jesus Christ, divine Son of God, thank you for opening up my mind. Take away the constipated thoughts. Give me a new thought that I may understand what's happening. Thank you, Jesus, right now. It's very simple, my beloved. Just call on the Lord Jesus Christ and always give him thanks. When you give thanks to Jesus Christ, the law of thanksgiving is the law of multiplication. It makes blessings come in your life, health come in your life, prosperity come to you, because you're giving thanks to Jesus Christ.
Okay, starting on that, on the prayers, I'm going to have you demonstrate some of the prayers of some of the churches, and we're going to see how low they can be, because a lot of them don't, first of all, they don't acknowledge the name. Everybody's saying Lord. I'm trying to see what Lord are you talking about. Maybe it's Lord Buddha. Maybe it's Lord Amengod. Maybe it's Lord Mashiach.
Right.
Maybe what Lord are they talking about?
Might be Lord Beelzebub.
Yeah, you know. and they saying Lord, and Lord is just a title.
Yes.
It's
yes.
no power. It's no, and that's why they're having problems.
Yes.
They're saying, Lord, no name, Lord, because they're confusing their doctrine.
Mm-hmm.
They have a 3-in-1 doctrine. They don't know what's going on.
That's
so,
right.
It's the Father, it's the Father, Grandfather, and it's Jesus all together. We don't know. So we're going to make it easy and just say Lord, you know. And,
right.
and that's not going to fly. You got to know the knowledge. You got to know what you're talking about. You got to have the understanding to know how to work these principles here.
Yes.
And, like, going back, too, about Jesus Christ, we're just going to touch on it a little bit. Jesus Christ's birth was so magnificent.
Yes.
People
yes.
don't know. Millions of people were all from the planet here at Israel
right.
in Bethlehem during the birth. People said, three. Everybody knew about this birth.
That's right.
Everybody
yes.
knows.
Yes.
The Catholic Church, they know.
Yes.
They're
yes.
keeping it from you. Everybody was here. And Bethlehem was just illuminated with
yes.
light.
Yes.
I mean, it was so much light there. The healings was taking place. The Holy Spirit was pumping. Angels was walking there. All kind of beings was walking there.
That's right.
It was a glorified place. Yes. And during Christmas season, we're going to give the whole story on that.
Yes.
But that's just another story. I'm just trying to tell you, this God is something special.
Yes.
Don't put him on the back burner.
That's right.
Don't put him as an idol God.
That's right.
No, don't. He is something to be reckoned with.
Yes.
Okay.
Jesus Christ is back on the scene, the light of the universe. He never left the scene, but he came down with glory. He came down with power. He came down with majesty. And like you say, when he was born within the sacred city of Bethlehem of Judea, that city, there was no darkness for 13 to 15 months of daylight. And because the Christ light outshone the sunlight. So therefore, it was so illuminated. People said, we got to go check out this place with the North Star. Let's go see where this holy baby is born. And there are so many scriptures that verify. And they said, and when they came to worship him. They didn't have no hang-ups, no fear, because they recognized this baby is a powerful baby, Jesus, baby. He is the King of glory, the King of kings, and the Lord of lords. Now, like my brother said earlier, somebody said churches, we love all churches, we love all people, we love everybody, Islam, Catholic, Buddhist, Hindus, Seventh-day Adventists, everybody. We don't hate not a soul on this planet. We love Saddam Hussein, who has been, you know, gone on, and we might not agree with his principle, but we love him. And we love the president of the American nation, the president Barack Hussein Obama, and the power of the name, like to demonstrate, when the president, for example, when the president of the United States was a senator back in 2008 running for presidency, I had the honor to be with him and to hug him and to greet him in his loving arms. And I, when they were chanting Obama, Obama, and at the end it's quiet down, and then I said, Obama, I love you. He said, I love you back. Now, if I didn't say no name, he might not respond. Just at that ramp. He said, Obama. He knew I was talking about the president. And so, therefore, when we call on the Lord Jesus, we don't want to be lazy. We've been to many churches throughout the planetary system. And this is how some of them pray. Now, we're not mocking them. We're not condemning them. We love them. But we just want to open up your mind so you can see the power of the name of Jesus. This is a demonstration of what we have saw. Father, oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this, and I need this, and I need that. Oh, Lordy, Lord, I need this. And then some people, they, you know, there's no name given. Like they would go to the grandfather, but they wouldn't talk to Jesus. And then others would say, well, Lord, I need this, I need that. Give me this, give me that. Lord, I want this. I'm Lord, Lord, oh, Lordy, oh, Lord. And then Janis Joplin, she was a rock star. She said, oh, Lord, all I want from Mercedes-Benz. And she got it, and then she died. But bless her. You see, it's the name of the Jesus is a power. Like we were talking about earlier, you cannot get away from the name of Jesus because the devils are conquered. The devils are conquered. They don't like that person. They don't like when they hear the divine name of Jesus. How are you going to distinguish yourself as a divine Christian if you don't magnify the name of Jesus? You see, when you say Lord and God, what are you? Are you Jewish? Are you Muslim? Or are you Hare Krishna? Or what are you into? I don't hear no name. You see, but the Christians, they kind of need a wake-up call. Wake up, our Christians, because the name, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, like I said earlier, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is supreme, Lord, God, he's King, Master. You see, and the first chapter of St. John says, in the beginning, the Word was, and the Word was with God, and the Word was a God, and the same Jesus was with God from the beginning. And then it goes on down in the scripture where it says, and the worlds were made by Jesus, who was in the world. Jesus Christ was in the world. The world was made by Jesus Christ, and the world knew him not. And the same thing has happened today. Like my brother says, Jesus Christ is a divine being to be reckoned with. He is not to be taken for granted, not to be taken lightly. He is a God of power. He has all power. He said it in the scripture, in the book, 82nd Psalm, and the book at the same time, I said, ye are gods unto whom the word of God cometh. What is the word of God? The word of God is the spirit of Christ, the light of Christ. The word is the living energy flowing all universes, the divine flowing power of love. That love force is so divine.
it makes you call on the name of Jesus. You cannot get away from that name because, like my father said, you'd be happified. You'd be glorified. That's how you'd be sanctified. You call on the name of Jesus Christ. He is worthy to be prayed to. And we've been hearing ministers and they've been teaching people, oh, you know, Jesus is great. Jesus has the power. He's this. He raised Lazarus. But then at the end, they say, God, Father, you know, I thank you for your son. Why don't they go to Jesus directly? You got the power. We got the power. Because they say, in the book of St. John, in the 15th chapter, abide in me, and I will abide in you, and me and my Father will make our abode in you. No one can come to the Father except they go through Jesus Christ. So we should get used to magnifying Jesus Christ because at the second coming, they say Jesus Christ is coming to the world. It is Jesus Christ who raised up Lazarus from the dead. Why did Lazarus die? Was it because of his sin? No. It is because they needed to see the power demonstration of Jesus Christ, that they may give glory to Jesus Christ. So therefore, through this, the resurrection or the raising up of Lazarus, it showed the power of Jesus Christ. Just like the young lad who was born blind, they say, did he sin or did his parents sin? How come he born blind? And Jesus said, oh, no, neither one because of sin. It is because that you people may see the glory of the Son of God, that you might know I'm back on the scene. I be the man. I be the Son of God. I'm the power, the glory, and the majesty. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Yeah, now we're going to get to on the word, the living word. Now, people are really into the Word of God as far as the Bible.
Yes.
But the living Word, that's what we should be in touch with. The living Word within us. We are the Word. What we're saying, that is the Word of God.
Yes.
The Word of God flows from an individual through the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
That becomes the Word. Where if you're teaching, you activating, that is the Word of God. You are the Word of God. Just like Jesus was the Word. If you're in Jesus Christ, you have his Holy Spirit, you become the living Word.
That's
the
right.
Word talks to you. The words tell you what to do. When you talk, you put out the Word.
Yes.
The Word is activated.
That's right.
You know, a prayer, too, is just Jesus Christ. Chant Jesus Christ. That's a prayer.
Yes.
That's a powerful prayer.
Yes, it is.
Jah Jesus, that's a powerful prayer.
Yes.
Just saying that. So we got to learn to know that everything is within us.
Yes.
We're fully equipped. Jesus equipped us fully. We just got to learn how to use these principles.
That's right.
And that's why we're back on the scene like Jesus Christ.
Yes.
We're telling you how to activate these principles. They're in us. You are the living church. You activate these in your work and your jobs. You can go to church. It's not necessary. You are the church.
That's right.
I mean, you pray in your temple.
Yes.
Shut the door. You pray into your closet within your consciousness. That's what you pray. I mean, you can pray like the scribes and Pharisees, like Jesus said, you know, out for show. But
right.
The real test, are you praying within your consciousness? Are you praying where they don't see you?
Are you praying
the Father in humbleness?
That's right.
Are you glorifying the Son of God?
Yes.
Or are you just saying a name? We're giving you the knowledge here to activate it. So let's activate.
That's right. In the name of Jesus, like the prayer of praise, Jesus Christ, Jah Jesus. Jah Jesus, sweet Jah Jesus, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. That is the prayer. The magical, powerful, glorious praising is given the highest love to the highest deity. And the highest deity, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is in charge. So we say, sweet Jesus, I love you. Say that over and over. And don't believe my words or my brother, but just try it for yourself. You will feel the sacred power of love flowing to you. Have you noticed when you have a beautiful wife or the girlfriend, a boyfriend, or husband, and you say, oh, sweetheart, I love you, baby, I love you. They feel something. They feel that because love is a powerful force. It is a powerful gift from the Almighty Jesus Christ. So when we give our love back to Jesus Christ, and we express our love in our thoughts. We don't have to go aloud, but you can go within. Like my brother said, you go inside in your sacred temple. We are temples of Heiligen Geist. We are temples of Holy Spirit. We are the temples of the sacred light of Jesus Christ. So as we talk to this divine, loving light within us, the great I Am, the great Holy One, the great Holy Spirit, we are glorifying the Almighty. And therefore, as you express that love, I love you. If you say, I don't have anything to pray, I don't know what to say. Well, I just told you. Sweet Jesus, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. You say that about 125 times, plus or minus, or more, and you'll feel so good. Take about 15 minutes in the morning and 15 minutes in the afternoon, in the evening, and you close on your diet, and just become infatuated with quietude. Turn off the television and the radio, but don't turn us off right now. We're here to help you out. And as you listen, and then
you get the message, then go in quietude. Just turn everything off and say, oh, sweet Jesus, I love you. I love you. I love you. And sometimes you might not feel nothing. You might not feel a thing, but you get in the groove. And you continue, you feel something. Just like a natural man and a woman. They start feeling on your neck, and you don't feel nothing, and they rub your neck and keep feeling. You say, oh, baby, that feels good. Continue. And you feel something, even in the natural realm. How much more with the spirit of Jesus Christ Almighty? You might not think of anything to love Jesus Christ for, but you just get in the groove and say, Jesus, I love you. That is, you'll find a verification in the sixth book of Annalise Skyrin, the book called Beyond Mortal Boundaries, and the chapter called Beyond Mortal Boundaries in the very book. And it says, when things go wrong, the garage door don't want to work, the car don't want to start, the cables fail, the bills are piling up. Dear sweet Jesus, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.
And by saying that, when we say I love you, we're starting to activate the atoms in our body.
Yes.
We're starting to keep that body young. We're starting to start to glorify this body so it's glorified so you can take it with you. You don't want to die.
That's
nobody
right.
wants to die.
That's right.
Everybody, some of fear, some people are to die. But really, in your conscience, do you really want to? No. That's why Jesus came.
That's
he
right.
came for you won't live forever in your sins.
Because right.
you have to die on this planet. You can't live forever, so you have to go one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
But to overcome this by praising Jesus. Living his laws,
yes.
his laws of pureness and holiness, chanting his name, know who to pray to, that will activate those atoms in your body. It will
yes.
keep you young. It will keep you energized.
Yes.
You won't have to drink these so-called energy drinks like So Be It, which is a lizard juice drink,
that's
which
right.
you shouldn't be drinking. Because basically, you want to be a lizard, you'll be turned into a lizard.
That's right.
Some of this stuff they got on the market, be very aware. Let the Holy Spirit guide you,
yes.
would say. Stuff like that, you don't want to say. It changes your metabolism.
That's
you
right.
don't want to change it. They made it in Japan. You don't want to do that.
That's
you
right.
don't want. It's some stuff you just don't want to eat. You know, and so we'll get into that sometime, but I want you to activate the principles.
Yes.
I want you to go into your consciousness and say, hey, dear Jesus, I love you, and get into that romantic
That's
love
right.
affection with them.
Because yes.
Jesus is romantic. Jesus,
yes.
they, all these people, they hug. They kiss.
That's right. That's
they
right.
said, that's the greeting. They were romantic. Jesus was romantic. Some of these Christians in here, don't touch me. Don't
right.
do this. Don't do this. Because they're so sexual. You can't touch them. You can't do this. No, Jesus was very romantic.
That's
and
right.
all his disciples and all his saints are very, they hug, they kiss. They're romantic.
Yes.
Just like you should be to your wife.
That's
and just
right.
like the wife should be to her husband. Very romantic. Jesus is a romantic God.
Yes.
He's not no stick in the mud God.
That's
that's
right.
keep you away and stuff like that. See, we get too religious by
that's
and
right.
we get so religious by we don't know what to do. I don't want to do this. You can't do this. You can't do this. You can't go to a football game on Sunday. You can't. Yes, you can. Who
yes.
said you can't? Did Jesus tell you not to do that? Did Jesus tell you not to go to a basketball game? The Suns? Did he tell you not to do that?
That's right.
No, you can do all things through Jesus Christ.
That's right.
You know, go out in nature, do stuff. Don't be a stick in the mud and just stay home and read the Bible. The Bible is within you.
Yes.
The living word is within you.
That's
it
right.
activates within you. You don't have to just go to church all the time.
Right.
There's nothing
right.
wrong with going to church.
That's
but
right.
I'm saying everything is within you.
That's
you
right.
can enjoy life on this planet, and that's what Jesus wants you to do. Some people think, oh, I got to go to church. No, he didn't
no.
say that. But if you wish, you have a free will. That's about Jesus' kingdom.
Right.
It's free will.
You got that right, my brother. And you know, the book of the people, they always, religious people, they say, well, you know, the book of the Hebrews in the 10th chapter says, forsake not the yourself of assembling yourself. Well, in the original Sanskrit and Aramaic, forsake not the assembly of yourselves before the Almighty God and His beloved Son, Jesus Christ, and before the company of angels. For this is the manner of some is. So the main thing was to assemble yourself unto God and to Jesus Christ in the quietude. Because when you pray to Jesus Christ and you feel the reverence of Jesus Christ, You can feel Jesus Christ walking through nature on the outside Himalaya mountains of Lhasa and over there in India. You can feel the power. You can feel the power in the volcanoes over there in the great state of Washington and Mount Volcanic Rainier and Mount Shasta in California. You can feel the sacred energy as you go. It is good to go to a football game. Go to the Boston Celtics basketball game and sit back in the stadium and just worship Jesus on a Sunday if necessary or whatever time the game is. And speaking of Boston, our hearts go out to the United States of America and the eastern United States of Boston where they had the I believe on the CNN news and the cable news about the terrorist attack, and they found the people. Well, our hearts go to you, Son of God University. We give blessings and love to you, and we are glad that you captured the guy alive. One got died, but we're thankful that one is alive, and they had their marathon, and they can go forth. Also, we heard a major news happen in the Republic of China. Our hearts go to you for the big earthquake you had over there at 6.6. Earlier in the week, and our hearts go out to Iran, I believe, or Iraq, where they had some type of an earthquake, and life was lost. And our hearts and love go out to you, and our hearts go to the central, south United States of America, West Texas. You had the plant that blew up. We bless you, and our hearts go out to you for the people that lost their lives. May their souls enter paradise and find Jesus Christ's energy. You see, the name of the game is to have love. Love is the key. If you have no love, you bust hell wide open. I guarantee it. And we don't want no one to bust hell wide open. We want you to go to paradise, and we want you to live with joy. And so, therefore, love, as we were talking earlier, when you have love to Jesus and you worship in Jesus, your body cells begin to jubilate because it is a scientifically proof. When you love and hug, you feel a healing virtue go through your body. Did you know throughout the United States of America and Europe and many other hospitals in the Middle East, they sent people to hug the sick people that were cancer-stricken, and the people rise up and they get healed. Nobody even lay hands to pray. They just hug them. The power of hug is the gift of the holy God, Jesus Christ. Like my brother was saying earlier, they hug and the love. And in the apostolic scriptures, it says, greet one another with a holy kiss. Not a whorish kiss, a holy kiss. And greet one another with hugs. Put your loving arms around them and hug them. That's the problem with the people today. They lack love. Religion, a lot of religion is so cold-blooded. It is time to have a relationship with the Creator, Jesus Christ. Not a head knowledge, not a whoopsie-doopsie knowledge, not a dead theological seminary, homiletical, philosophical doctrine. It is time to have the doctrine of love. The scriptures say they that got the doctrine of Christ, they have the doctrine of Almighty God. Then they have not the doctrine of Christ, Jesus. They don't have the doctrine of the Father nor the Son. He that honors the Son honors the Father. This is found in the volume of the book of St. John. He that rejected the Son of God, they don't have the Father nor the Son. Everything is through Jesus. So it is very simple. It is very easy. A little kick and make it. All you got to do is get excited and give the gratitude to Jesus. Jesus is worthy of praise, love, worship, excitement, thanksgiving, because thanksgiving is a law of multiplication. Multiplies the health in your body. Multiply the spirit of Christ in you and multiplies your brain cells. You don't have to worry. You see, people bring worry upon themselves because they gripe and they complain and they be and moan all the time, and it's not time to do that. It's time to give thanks to Jesus Christ, especially in the richest nation on the planet, the great Western world, the great United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under Jesus Christ, to the Republic, you know, and freedom with love and justice. It's like, people need to stop griping. That's another thing. And because when you give thanks to Jesus Christ, you prosper. Look at the people in South America and some of the countries that don't have what America has. They give thanks. Some of the people in the continent of Africa and Gambia, they kneel down and give thanks to the Almighty for 15 minutes while their rice is getting cold. And the people in America, they pray a cheap prayer for maybe 30 seconds, and they think they don't did something. Not that the timing has a difference, because you can pray short prayers and long prayers, but the gratitude, the attitude determines your altitude, and as your altitude, you become the beatitude that Jesus Christ spoke about.
Yeah, and as we're talking about that, we talked about the whole United States. The whole United States right now is the new Israel.
Yes.
I don't know if you know that. The West.
That's
as
right.
We say, the West is the best. Everybody wants to come here. Jesus Christ anointed this country.
That's
he
right.
Had those forefathers start this country up with
yes.
freedom. Freedom is
That's in Jesus Christ's kingdom. You have to have freedom,
yes.
Freedom of choice. When you don't, like the negative side, as you look at Star Wars, it was no freedom. He wants you to do what he wants to do. He was the king. Jesus
right.
is not like that. He's
That's
not
right.
a dominator. Hey, if you don't want to follow his way, it's okay.
Right.
He's cool with that. He's cool with that.
That's right.
You know, he's not going to do it. That brother man wants to do it, fine. No, no, but this is the way. And as being a new Jerusalem here, this has to wake up first.
Yes.
America. America is just so full of, we're so much as far as into material stuff is that it's not funny.
Mm-hmm.
That's what
yes.
we're looking at. We're looking, there's nothing wrong with material stuff,
right.
but we can get engrossed in it. And that's what's happening here. We're getting so greedy. We're getting so much into material stuff. We're leaving. We're putting the spiritual stuff on the back burner.
That's right.
You may not say, well, I go to church. That's nice.
That's
Jesus,
right.
He'll shake your hand. Well, I go to deacons, and I belong to the Ursha board, and I sing in the choir. Big deal.
What the pickle?
That don't mean nothing to Jesus.
What a deal. Pickle
it, yeah. It doesn't mean nothing to him, you know, in this great land, you know, because we get into, oh, this and that, and we don't take time to be with Jesus. Everything
right.
is about the dollar. The dollar is important, yes.
Yes.
But what's more important is the Christ within you.
That's it.
Which
right.
is your hope and glory.
Yes.
That's what's important. That's what you're going to get back to.
Yes.
As you get back to that, then the money will flow.
That's right.
It's going to come there. It's going to be there. Because then your brain is going to be opened up to new avenues, how to create,
yes.
how to invent, how to do that. Who does that? Child Jesus.
That's
These
right.
people
God
that
Jesus.
Was learning stuff, like George Washington Carver, the
yes.
peanut, he went and prayed. That's how he got all those inventions.
That's
all
right.
A lot of these people, they're in touch with that energy.
Yes.
The rappers, they're in touch with that energy.
Yes.
To a certain degree.
That's right. That's right.
You know, like these people like Snoop Dogg, he's in touch with it.
Uh-huh.
He got a gift.
Yes.
The preachers may not like it. He got a gift.
He got the gift. That's right.
You know, and Nas, what's his deal? Like, blood of Jesus make a nigga flip?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, this guy's,
oh,
don't think it. He's in touch.
Exactly.
These people in touch. You know, they're in touch with the energy. You may not like their language,
right.
but how does Jesus see them?
That's right.
You know, Cat Williams, how does Jesus see him?
Right.
How does he see him, you know?
Yes, yes.
This guy's, they got a gift to make people laugh. He
That's
has
right.
a gift. You got to know he's a gift. And to a certain degree, they got to be in touch with that energy,
That's
that
right.
Holy Ghost, that spirit within you. So as you're in touch with it, do your work, whatever you do, it forces you to be in touch, and then you will excel.
Yes.
You will excel so that you won't believe what's happening here. You say, whoa. Jesus Christ's energy is powerful. It's very powerful.
Yes,
He's
it is.
He's a powerful
brother.
Being.
You hit it right on the thumb. That is, it's so realistic because, you know, I know a guy years ago, he had cancer. And he said, I'm going to get the comedy reruns of the Three Stooges. And he locked himself in his room for 3 days. And he watched the Three Stooges and he laughed and laughed and had the ball. And he laughed. And on the third day, when he came out to go for the he was so happy, he went to examine. The doctor said, I don't know what you did, but I cannot find no trace of the cancer inside of you. He said, what did you do? He said, did you go to a priest? Did you go to the temple? He said, no. I was looking at comedy, and I saw the Three Stooges. And then the doctor started laughing. He started telling them what he saw and everything. So it's power in laughing. Laughter is good. It's fun. People need to mellow out. Society is too tense. And that's why there's a lot of hierarchy around the planet. People need to kick back and look at the company and laugh and get excited. Because when you're all frozen-faced and stiff-necked and long, you know, long-faced, it's terrible. Because some places you walk in the synagogues to worship, and they got them long faces with them oatmeal hats, and they make you want to run out. And we're not against no one in the synagogues or the churches or the ashrams or the kingdom hall or the temples there's so many titles. And the Buddha, we love all people. We can go anywhere and just send out love. But, you know, that love multiplies. It makes you happy. We cannot emphasize that enough. And so, therefore, when you go, you know, just when you feel like you're in trouble, call on the name of Jesus inside. For example, my brother, you said the other day a dog came to you, and you said, and you called Jesus, 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 and the dog said,
it went for this. It says, okay, I leave you alone. I said, you got the power. Now, it didn't speak in the language, but the reaction, how the dog activated.
And another thing, what you explained as far as in Africa, how Reinhard Bonnke did that healing on this lady who was a mermaid. You know, people think that's all fake fun. A lot of the stuff they put on TV is real.
Yes, it is.
We'll get into that stuff later. But right now, I want to explain how those Muslims saw that mermaid turn back into a woman.
Okay, yes. You probably heard of Reinhard Bonnke. He is a great evangelist around the world, and he's originally from Germany, and he does a great ministry in South Africa. And so, therefore, he was over there, and the lady, from her waist up, was human, you know, arms in the body, in the breast, in the face, but down below the waistline was the mermaid body. And so the mother brought her and said, I want my daughter to be all the way human. I don't know what happened to her born this way, but I want to. So Reinhard Bonnke and the people, they were praying to Jesus, and he said, bring her here. He looked at her, and everybody got silent because a lot of Muslims in that country too. The Muslims, they come and check it out, the Christians and what have you, all kind of denominations, and they watch her, him and the priest, Reinhard Bonnke. He says, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, be made whole. May your fish scales depart, and may human body parts be formed. And the leg part fell off. Her upper body was suspended in the atmosphere, in the air. No one holding her up, but the Holy Spirit hold her up. And as the mermaid, the fish part disappear, or vanish, unless they fall to the ground, the legs, the people begin to see the legs formation. And the legs and the body, you know, the middle section, and the thighs and the knees and all that kind of stuff, and the foot and humanity begin to form. When they saw that kind of power, they shouted and praised Jesus Christ for days. I think it went for 14 days nonstop, no sleep, no work. And many Muslims, they saw that. They came around. They said, oh, this Jesus, he's some kind of God, Allah Jesus. They were for Allah Akbar, Allah Jesus. So much power. Hundreds, thousands, maybe more than thousands, tens of thousands of the Muslims, they were transformed, and they gave their life to Jesus. We're not here to try to persuade anyone or to take away from what the denomination. We are here to just speak the truth, to let the people know the power of Jesus Christ is real. And the people were parading through the streets. It was over millions. And they went by the holy mosque and the different places. They were chanting the name of Jesus, so powerful. The people come out to see what was happening. And people from the mosque, they left their place, and they come to give glory. And they saw what happened, and they give glory to Jesus Christ.
And another place you went was in South Korea. And that brother's name is
Youngie
Cho.
Yes.
Now his church, this brother's church. I mean, people up at 4:30 in the morning.
Yes.
It's crowded to get there, and it's packed. When you go in there, it's angels manifesting, shafts of lights. I mean, just they praising Jesus.
That's
right. I mean, healings are taking place. That's how, if you have a physical church, that's how it's supposed to be activated.
Yes.
It's supposed to be stuff happening there. The Holy Ghost, the word of knowledge, all these gifts of the Spirit, everything is happening there. That's why everybody wants to go.
That's right.
Everybody wants to go to that church. You know, one of the largest churches in the world.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, people don't know about it, but like in America, it's a shame. We got the most blessed nation in the world. Jesus Christ started this nation.
Yes.
George Washington, all these, Thomas Jefferson,
that's
John
right.
Adams,
yes.
All these great men, they started. They were into that God.
That's right.
You know, they were praying to that God.
That's right.
These people, they read, they studied. It's something to start a country,
yes.
You know. They started this country, and it's been blessed. And it's still being blessed.
That's right.
You know, we have Barack Obama. Now, Barack Obama, as the Father told us, you know, the whole heavenly host was for him.
Yes.
Now, I don't know if the president that I mean, like, this guy praises Jesus. Matter of fact, Jesus Christ told him to run.
That's right.
And people thought he was crazy.
Yes.
Told him to run. Mm-hmm. He told us. Jesus Christ told him to run.
That's right.
You know, so it's something in this Jesus Christ. Now, you know, he's a dark-skinned person. He's running. He has the love.
Yes.
He has love for people.
That's right.
Back this man up. Don't just sit and watch him. He always say we. You know, everybody in America is sitting around watching. He's saying we. We as a people have to rise up with him.
That's
you know,
right.
Because you know the Congress is not going to do it.
Right.
We get a little political here, but I'm just bringing that in.
That's right.
This is a nation that we the people.
That's
we
it.
Have the power.
Yes.
And let's use the power, the Jesus Christ power within us.
That's right.
You know, he's using it. You know, he's standing by himself. He needs our back.
You hit it right on the nose, my brother. You know, when he was running for presidency back in the day, and he's still confirmed to this day, he said, the people said, who did you pray to? They said, you are Muslim, you this, you come from Indonesia, this. He said, well, I was legally born in the Hawaii, United States of America. He said, I pray to Jesus every night. I praise Jesus every Sunday. And they said, well, you know, some people, they laugh at you, don't pray to Jesus. He said, I pray to Jesus. And that is true. If the man said he prayed to Jesus, give him the credit, give him the credibility, and acknowledge and give him love. You see, and I know that there's a talk show guy, Dory Monson. I don't know if I'm supposed to say his name, but on the Cairo News in America, Western Washington, he comes on, and he said, you know, this given to assemble, the freedom to assemble is not only a congressional right, it is a right of Almighty God. The people in America and throughout Europe and other countries, they need to protest and help the people. They need to stand up strong, you see. And could I hear about the battle of the Republican parties and this and that? And it's like, okay, the people, the president said, yes, we can. He's not Christ. The president is one man. And so, therefore, the people of all the United States of America, they got to stand up and rally, and if they want to get this across to get rid of, they got to stand up and protest. I encourage you. Tell them you heard it from Son of God University. The people say, go on the streets and protest. Protest for a righteous act. You have the freedom to freedom assemble, like Dr. Martin King did back in the day. He had so much love in his heart, and he had the aggressive, but yet a loving, a peaceful protest, and he got things done. And so the people today, they can do the same thing, because it is time that people start getting off their lazy dots and stand up for what is right and what is righteous and stand for it. And they need to have some hallelujah marches, some Jesus hallelujah marches like they used to have before in the United States of America. It's time to wake up. The people, like you said, my brother, the people, with the people got the power. And the people have sequestered themselves in hiding away from their freedom to assemble, their freedom to rise up, their freedom to march for what they believe, for what is truth. If the other people do it, you can do it too. You see, because America is a melting pot for all nationalities. This is a blessed land. This is the great United States of America. Many people have died to get here. They come from China, and they come in those containers where they have shipment in there. They have found dead bodies, and where they smuggled because they want to come to the United States. People come from the borders are called corporate quitty taxes from Mexico, and they want to come to the United States. People come from Havana, over there in the Cuba, and the Haitian, and it's something about this blessed Western world, United States of America. It is a blessed land because the people, they found the principles on that Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and so many people are getting kind of wishy-washy and downgrading their faith. It's time to rise up in your faith. It's time to magnify the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
You got that right, my brother. And by saying on that note, let's come together as a people. As far as even religion, we so divided. This religion is finally just that religion.
Yes.
Basically, it's one religion. Jesus the Christ.
That's right.
The Son of God. It's one religion.
Yes.
Why we got over 100 and what? I mean, Christians.
On the Christian denomination, we got 347 denominations,
and
they're still growing.
It's ridiculous. You know why? Because man is putting his doctrine in it.
Yes.
Man is putting, well, my doctrine is this. Well, my doctrine is this.
Yes.
Well, my doctrine is this. Well, what doctrine are we talking? It's so confusing, and that's why the people are so confused, because we got all these man-made doctrines. Jesus didn't put this on the planet. We did.
That's right.
Made all these doctrines
yes.
up. We're the one that's corrupting all this stuff. We're the man, the human being on this planet is the one that's doing it.
Yes.
Everybody's like, no, you can't blame. Put the blame on us. I'm in it. Everybody's in it. We're to blame for screwing this stuff up. We have all these doctrines. We make stuff up. We say this. We get the people just for a dollar or whatever.
Yes.
We're the one that's doing this
that's
stuff.
Right.
And we're allowing them to do it. The people is allowing them to do it.
That's right.
You're in the church. You're allowing it. You got to take blame for it. You are letting them allow them to do that stuff. You got Jesus Christ's principle in there.
That's right.
Use it. It's telling you. You're feeling the feeling. You're feeling the urge. You're feeling that knock. You're feeling him talking to
That's
you in
right.
your consciousness.
Yes.
He's always trying to talk to you, wake you up. Well, I thought I heard that. I thought I felt that.
That's
but
right.
I just didn't know. You know, yeah, it's the intuition.
Yes.
It's that talking God within you.
That's
it's
it.
Telling you everything to do. It tells you everything to do.
Yes.
But
yes.
you got to listen. You got to be still.
That's right.
You got to have a clear mind. You have to clear your consciousness. You
That's
have to
it.
Have the love of Jesus Christ. If you don't have the love of Jesus Christ, you're not going to have peace of mind. You're going to have turmoil.
That's
you're going
it.
To have hatred. And hatred, come on, we don't want to deal with that.
No.
We
no.
don't want to deal with hatred. Like in Star Wars, the guy, well, he's putting his hand down, come on, pick that up.
Yeah, generate
Strike
that
me
hate.
Down. Generate
yeah.
that hate. You know? And see, a Star Wars, see, there's a lot to that movie. You
yes,
know?
It is. Yeah.
There's a lot to it. Like, he says, Luke, use the force.
That's
you,
right.
Luke, use the force. So he put all that computer stuff aside. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let
That's
me
right.
use the force.
Yes.
He used the force. That's what we need to do. We use the force every day.
That's right.
Let's use the force. Not use some kind of mechanical stuff all the time. Use the
force
of Jesus Christ.
That's,
That's
right.
what it is. The Holy Ghost is a force.
Yes,
it's
it
constantly
is.
Energy.
Yes.
It's activated by his name.
That's
Jesus.
Right.
Jesus.
Exactly.
Name. It activates that cosmic energy.
That's
it has
right.
a name. It
yes.
has a deity.
Yes.
Let's use that. Let's
That's
go
right.
forth as a people in this nation. Let's not stand still and just say, oh, Barack Obama can do everything. No, he
no.
can't. He's one man. He said, yes, we can.
Right.
He said, everything we.
Yes.
That's how America is built, with the people, we. We,
That's right.
the group of people, not just a dictatorship
right.
like Russia or somebody.
That's right.
Do we want to do that? People say it can come to that. Do we want to?
That's
we
right.
got the power.
That's right.
We got it in
we
us.
Got it.
We got the Jesus Christ principle in us. And that's how it's going to start. It's going to start with the right religion, the right God.
That's
the right,
right
religion is how you worship, how you
yes.
live your life. And that's within you. You start with that. Each individual has to do it. As
yes.
an individual, then you start as a family, then
That's
as a
right.
family, as a community,
yes.
as a community, as a state, as a nation.
That's
we
right.
can do it in America. America, everybody's trying to downrate me. But no, this great nation was built by hard sweat. It
yes.
wasn't easy. It's not easy to have a nation like this built.
That's
if
right.
you look at that stuff, I have my kids look at it. It's not easy.
No.
These people died. These people put their whole heart and soul into building this nation.
That's right.
That's why it's great. Yeah, it's a lot of corruption.
Right.
But it's a lot of good, too. Have you been to other countries?
That's
this
right.
is a safe nation. You can just, they drive like maniacs in some of these
oh,
countries.
Yeah.
You come here, it's still like you have. If you haven't been overseas or something, you don't know. You
That's
know,
right.
yeah, it's some stuff boiling up and stuff.
Yes.
But by and far, it's safe. You know why? Because Jesus Christ people are here.
That's right.
Jesus Christ people are praying.
Jesus.
They're here. They're activating the principles.
Yes.
You don't know them all. They're activating the principles. And another thing I want to go as far as we're going to hit about as people, they're supposed to be in a twinkling of the eye, they're taken out. You know, a lot of people are believing that they're going to be taken up in a rapture.
Oh,
let's,
yeah.
Let's get into that, how that's a false. I mean, that's been going on ever since. Enoch was the first one that did that.
Right.
Basically, it's transfiguring your body as a whole, as a physical body,
yes.
taking you up. It's not so much of this twinkling as an eye as, that's what I'm saying, man-made doctrine, interpreting, think, oh, one great day, Jesus is going to take you out. When the hell did they get that from? I don't know where they got that from. It doesn't say in the scriptures. Read the scripture. I don't even think it has, does it have rapture?
Rapture is man-made.
But where are you getting this? And you have these people believing that, and they think they're going to be going up to some heaven,
uh-huh.
you know. No. Heaven is unheralded here, yes. We can make heaven by living the Christ life. Yeah, you can transform your body and go to another heaven, too.
Right.
But then, too, it's not going to just happen and you just sit around and read your Bible and go to some church and be in an usher board and sing some choir and be a good all-American churchgoer and think you're going to be raptured up in the twinkling of the eye.
Right.
That's been happening ever since Enoch. He was the first one, and it's still happening until today.
Yes.
It's an individual thing. And it's not one great day everybody's going to do it.
That's
it's
right.
been happening. So I want my brother to explain
okay.
that.
In the 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians, this is what a lot of them get to. They say, you know, this is a mystery that was hidden from the foundation. They say, behold, a mystery that we should all be changed and the moment and the twinkling of an eye. And the dead in Christ they shall rise first, and we which are alive shall be caught up to meet Christ in the air. And it is also in the book of Thessalonians, it says, and we are eyewitnesses of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, and he shall come with power and great glory, and we shall be transformed. And also in the 24th chapter of Matthew and the 13th chapter of Luke, St. Luke is speaking about the second coming of Jesus Christ. Now, like you said, my brother, ever since Enoch died, the power of what they call the rapture has been going on. It has not stopped, or transfiguration. When the individual, it says, we shall all be changed in the moment of a twinkling of an eye. But the we shall all is when that person or group is have got themselves readified and sanctified and purified through the Holy Spirit of love, the Holy Spirit of promise, that person will be legally, by the powers of Jesus Christ, to be taken up into the heavens alive. And 2 Kings, look at 2 Kings, 2nd chapter, it says, Elijah, look at that name, Elijah, there's a Jah, one who loves Jesus, Eli. The God's son, Jesus. The name Elijah means the God's son, Jesus. Now, Elohim. Now, this power has been happening. First Enoch was translated in Hebrews 11 chapter, verse 5, 6. And like I said earlier, in Genesis 24th verse and the 5th chapter, it says, Enoch was taken, and he did not die. He was not found because God took him. Then in 2 Kings, 2nd chapter, it's talking about Elijah. He was caught up in a chariot of fire. And when the men and the horsemen looked for him, they said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? Well, the Lord God took Elijah to paradise and went up to the heavens. He did not die. He was not found with bones falling to the earth. He was transfigured. That was what the religious folks call the rapture. That was a individual power of transfiguration. Now, the church adopted that doctrine by the lady Ellen White of the Seventh-day Adventist movement, and we love the Seventh-day Adventists. They have good diets and good eating habits. And this lady said, I believe we're all going to be taken up one day at the same time. And it became a doctrine later on in the religious world. See, and the scripture is intelligent because they got movies out that everybody's left behind and the jet's going to fall to the sky, if someone's saved when they get transfigured and they're gone. And it's just so much. You got to look between the lines and you got to break the code, the Omega code at the Holy Scripture. And that could be done through the powers of the Holy Spirit. When you're in love with Holy Spirit, you get the truth. So therefore, every individual that has made himself ready unto Jesus Christ, and when the appointed time, Jesus Christ will rapture them or translate them and catch them up in glory. It is through the Holy Spirit that this translation power takes place. And it's been going on way back then. It's been happening into the present tense. How many have been taken up? It doesn't matter. What matters is it's been happening. Thousands, tens of millions have been transformed, physical bodies, raptured up, taken up into glory, alive. Then they had some people that they in Oregon State, where they told them in many other places, but that's one, and also in Arizona, they said, come on here on this mountain, Mount Hood, and we're going to be taken up today. Sign all your money over us and your houses and all of your deeds. You won't need them because the Lord is going to come down and take us up. What Lord? Well, on that particular day, the Lord was on spring break. He didn't come and take them up. He was on a spring break. He must have went to Salem University or something. You see, it's a lot of discussion. They say, beware of false Christs and false prophets. They shall deceive many. You see, because the people, another text, with the kingdom of Christ within. Know you not that the kingdom of Jesus Christ is inside. This light of Christ is in you. If you follow the intuition, you will not be led astray. We are not trying to win people over. We are not trying to form a congregational church. Matter of fact, we don't want a congregational church. We've been called to this ministry as teaching and spreading the truth. And many, with your inner consciousness, you will automatically wake up to the truth. We're not trying to convince you. The Holy Spirit will convince you. The Holy Spirit will make it known to you. As you investigate it for yourself, you don't have to take up with you. Just become in love with God, Jesus Christ. Don't fall in love. Become in love. You don't want to fall. You want to become in love. You want to rise in Jesus Christ. Watch what you say. Watch the power of your words. Some people say, well, I give him the benefit of the doubt. What happened to faith? Where's your faith? Jesus Christ woke us up on that and said, don't say the bender for the doubt. That's a negative word. And then you have people say, I'm trying to catch a cold. What do you mean you're trying to catch a cold? You asking the cold to come inside of you? But that slang is a negative. When the subconscious mind gets that negative upon them, and they begin to get in the groove. It's time to get in the groove, baby, and to the loving Jesus Christ. Jesus. Don't forget the name of power. And so, getting back to the wonderful scriptures of the truth, that when the person has purified themselves through the Holy Spirit, when they become so in love with Jesus and they have maximized their love to Jesus Christ and all their cells become illuminated by the Spirit of Christ, they'll be taken up by the Holy Spirit. They'll know at the proper timing.
That's right. So we're trying to put all these different things that's coming online as far as people have these illusions. You're living in my illusion
yes.
of this is going to happen. And it's not. It's not even in the scripture. And people are just believing this stuff, and they're
right.
going for it, and then they putting up their houses, they putting up all this stuff, and nothing happens, you know? And so it's like my brother said, it's all about the Christ within.
Yes.
It's all about Jesus Christ's
Jesus
spirit.
Christ's spirit.
Everybody
yes.
has that.
Yes.
Let's use it.
Does Jesus Christ take us go on spring break? You know, a lot of colleges go on spring break, and maybe
in
Boston
I
he was on a break.
Said, didn't grandfather say he went to, when did he go down to, he told me he went somewhere driving around. But, yeah, we have a joke on that.
Right,
oh, yeah,
right.
He went on spring break.
Yeah, he was on spring break.
He's on spring he'll be back. I think I told him, like, he'll be back, I think
next Tuesday.
Yeah.
And if we didn't go on spring break, maybe Boston, Massachusetts, when they had that situation.
So, and see, that could be better. If your conscience is in tune,
right.
You're running the race, you know the Spirit will say, hey, don't go there. Something is there.
Right.
That's
right.
why you need that Holy
yes,
Spirit.
Yes, you do. Yes,
you
yes.
need, because it'll protect you. It'll protect you as a runner. Not
yes.
to say that stuff might happen, but it'll protect any individual that's in tune, because it wants to preserve you. It anxiously wants to get into a physical body. It loves
oh, yes.
physical
yes.
body.
Yes, it does.
It's just anxious, but a lot of times we put away because of sin. And
that's
you can
right.
and Jesus made these bodies so wonderful that
yes.
hey, it can take all kinds of things. People taking drugs, barely walking,
that's
dragging
right.
their body, and they're
yes.
still alive. I can't
uh-huh.
believe
oh, yes.
how
yes.
much they did to their body, and it's still ticking.
Right.
You
praise
know?
Him, Jesus Christ.
You better praise Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
He's the one that made these. And other planets and stuff, it wasn't like this. No, it's
no.
translucent. No, 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 no.
That's
this
right.
This is the only wicked planet that can do that. You
right.
know, you could do all kinds of stuff, and still, he has. That's his love.
Yes.
He said he wants us to overcome. And to overcome, you know, you got trial and error. Okay, I ain't going to do that again. You should say that, but sometimes we get locked in.
Right.
And by the power of his name, as we chant that name, all that stuff
yes.
will come off.
He's
my
out.
Yoke is
He's
it's
out.
Just He's like, out. Relieve your forgiveness to come.
Yes.
You'll forgive somebody that did it. You'll automatically do it. You can't do it. They have all these classes on forgiveness. Bump
right.
those classes.
That's right.
Basically, Jesus Christ will give it. He said, my yoke is easy. You praise in Jesus Christ. It'll come. The
right.
love will come. Pretty soon, you're forgiving that person. Pretty soon, you won't have this weakness.
That's
pretty soon,
right.
you won't have that weakness. You praise Jesus Christ. You don't even have to worry about it.
Right.
You praise Jesus Christ. Oh, I'm not doing this. I'm not doing that. No. Wow. How'd that happen?
Right.
Jesus Christ's power.
That's right.
The power. The power of
the
Jesus
power.
Christ.
Yes.
The power of the Holy Ghost. It
yes.
activates. As you praise that name, those cells are saying, oh, this is Jesus Christ. Oh, let me get right here. Let
That's
me do
it.
This. Let me do that. Let me move with the groove. Let me be
yes.
like Luke Skywalker. Let me
That's
do
right.
that.
Use
okay.
Force.
Use, let me use that force with everything we do in our jobs, in our marriage,
yes.
in everything. We want to use that force, the Christ-like
That's
force,
right.
the Christ-like
the Christ
of
force.
The world.
Yes, yes it
you
is.
Know, it's here for us to use. Let's use it. We have a dynamic body that Jesus did. Let's
right.
glorify. Let's take care of it. Let's exercise.
That's
I
right.
see so many Christians. Come on.
Yes.
Let's exercise. Exercise is in Jesus' book. You got to exercise.
Right.
There's so many stuff that you don't have that Jesus did. Jesus Christ instituted exercise. You got to exercise to keep this body healthy.
Yes. And the book of John 3rd. Epistle of John, the 3rd chapter, verse 2. It says, I would, brethren, above all, that you prosper in health, even as in thy soul prosper. You know, it's a lot of people that, as you said, they claim to be Christians, and they got the big beer belly, and they look like they drink a lot of beer, and they don't even drink beer. They got a pork belly because they have put that pork inside of them, and they need to exercise. And that's another story for another time. That pork is not right for the saints of Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ is Jewish, you know, and so he lived the Hebrew laws of purification. And exercise is a high. It's a gift of the Almighty Jesus. And people who exercise, they feel younger, they feel good, they're energetic, and they're vibratory. And people who just sit there and they do nothing, and they get a big, large ass, and they sit back, and they get the secretary spread, or they be slender and skinny, and they still have the shape because they have not built no muscles. You got to build muscles. You got to build your brain power, your mind. The scripture says we are the temples of Haile Gengrasi, or we are temples of Holy Spirit. Our spirit, our bodies,
is sacred to the Holy Spirit. But we have failed to allow the Holy Spirit to operate. A lot of people are telling people, oh, you need the body is good for nothing, and you let them get near death, they call in the doctor right away, they put the body, they don't want to die. And so therefore, the physical body is a treasure house because Jesus Christ got his physical body. His body ascended in glory into the heavens. He's much alive today. He has made visual appearances to various peoples. He has the power. And he said, what I do, you can do also, and greater works than these. He said, look, look, I go to my Father. So, therefore, it is time for the saints of Jesus Christ to incorporate the sacred Holy Spirit of Jesus, the Spirit of love inside. And as we get the Spirit of Christ inside of us, and we talk to that great sacred Spirit of Christ, and we call it Jesus Christ, the sacred one, Jesus Christ. You see, Jesus said, abide in me. How is he abiding in you today? He is abiding in you through the Holy Spirit. We got to be in love with the sacred Spirit of Christ, because the Spirit of Jesus Christ is love, romantic, feminine, masculine, glorious, balanced. It's girly. It's a whole bunch. It is so fantabulous. It is good. It is exotic. It is fantabulous. It's Vantika, exotic, and the great ancient language of the Vantika and the Dodo Viva, like the soap they made in India. It's so sacred. It's like the light of romanticism, the light of exotic love, flowing energy inside of us. We must become aware of the sacred energy of Jesus Christ, because Jesus flows in us through Spirit. And as we worship the great Jesus inside, like the scripture said, the book of Colossians 1:26-27, to wit know you not that the mystery that was hidden before the foundation of the world, Christ in you, the hope of glory. So we got Christ in us. We got power, baby. We got happiness inside of us. We got the kingdom of Jesus Christ on earth. And so the kingdom is within. We got happiness. We got the divine creator of the universe, Almighty Jesus Christ, living in us through his sacred Holy Spirit. How can we fight that?
That's right. You know, by having this Holy Spirit getting to my, like my brother said, reiterating, we have to, I'm getting on exercise again, we have to exercise.
Yes.
America is very obese. We don't eat right, and a
yes.
lot of these diseases are coming because of us. It's not because of God, it's because of us. We don't exercise. We don't eat the right food.
That's right.
We eat this fast food all the time and stuff. We always want to go. We need to take care of ourselves first.
Yes.
First love. You got to love yourself first.
That's
you
right.
know. You, what some of the commandments that Jesus said? Love the Father, and that what Jesus, our Father,
that's
all
right.
our heart, our soul, our mind. You know, and then he says, love thy neighbor as thyself. So that means you got to love yourself.
Right.
Very high.
Yes.
You know, so by loving yourself, you take care of your body, this great body he gave us.
That's
and by
right.
taking care, exercise is very high art. Very
yes,
high art.
Yes, it is. Yes.
You got to exercise to keep it young. It's all kinds of studies to come out. You got to exercise.
That's right.
Especially the older generation, the newer generation, you should be exercising too. Because, matter of fact, the older generation seem like they exercise more than the newer. They watching TV or playing video games.
Right.
You got to get out and exercise.
That's
you
right.
You got, everybody should be exercising.
Yes.
Get out there and exercise. What exercise? You eat correctly. We don't eat pork.
That's right.
We don't against all the gods.
That's right.
Jewish, they don't eat.
They don't eat pork.
We don't eat pork.
No.
Buddhists don't
eat pork.
You know, why in the hell are Christians eating pork?
That's right.
He's a Jew.
That's right. Glory to Yeshua. That's right.
And then we eat honey ham on Easter.
Right.
What the world is going on here? We don't eat that stuff.
That's
right. That stuff is... it's not good for you.
No.
It's not good. You become a big hog head. You
That's
got a
right.
big old stomach. Come on.
Exactly.
Now. You know,
glory
it's not God. Good for you. Matter of fact, Jehovah stated,
"That's right.
You cannot enter my kingdom
That's right.
eating the pig or the mouse.
That's right.
You can't even enter in Jehovah's kingdom. Now, we ain't even talking about Jesus. We're talking about Jehovah.
That's right. The
now,
grandfather.
Now, the grandfather. Now, Jesus, he's stricter.
Yes.
Now, his, a lot of his laws, like, they say, don't commit adultery. He said that. Jesus said, hey, if you think it, you committed it.
That's right. That's
his
right.
laws are strict. Don't take him for granted.
That's
don't
right.
take him for, you know, like, a weak person or a very loving God. Don't take the Son of God for granted.
Right.
Do not repeat. Take him for granted.
That's right.
His laws are very strict.
Yes.
If you don't think of, read the scripture for yourself.
That's right.
Study it for yourself. Have the Holy Ghost bring it to a lie.
That's
because
right.
when you have the Holy Ghost, it will tell you what's right or wrong in the scriptures.
That's right.
And it says the Holy Ghost will teach you all things.
That's right.
So as the Holy Ghost teach you, all things, then you can activate. You say, oh, okay, okay. Or it'll tell you what book to go to. Or it'll tell you to read this.
Right.
Or it'll tell you to do that. The Holy Ghost is your guide, as my brother said so eloquently. The Holy Ghost, it activates.
Yes.
You know, it tells you what to do. It guides you. And that's we keep going back to that. Because
right.
that's our existence. Without that, we can't do anything.
That's
they say,
right.
without you, we can't do anything. I can't do anything without it. Matter of fact, I can't see how people are functioning.
Right.
There's so many people that don't have it. I'm amazed. That's why so many mistakes in the business world. It's so many mistakes.
Oh, yes.
People don't have the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
You
That's
know,
right.
they're not listening. They don't have. You gotta have that Heiligen Geist, as
yes.
they say in Germany.
Yes.
You know, you gotta have that.
That's right.
That Spirit of Jesus.
Jesus.
And you gotta activate the name.
That's
Keep
right.
the name alive.
Yes.
Jesus. And you don't have to say it out loud. You can chant it in your mind.
That's right.
As your thoughts are powerful, as my brother was saying, your thoughts are powerful.
Yes.
What you think, that radiates out. You can't be lusting to all this other crazy
right.
stuff going on in your mind and think that Jesus don't see that.
That's
Jesus
right.
knows it. You know,
yes.
Jesus has judgment angels. Let's get on this.
That's right.
You know.
That's right.
He put all judgment to the Father. Father likes that kind of stuff. Different. Jesus and the Father are two different personalities.
Yes, they are. Two different beings altogether.
Totally. The Father's like, whoa. He'll tell you right out.
He likes trouble.
He likes trouble. He'll tell you right out. He's like, I've been in the store this planet.
Yes,
hey,
right.
You better be glad the Son is here. Hey,
yes.
This planet will be bing gone because he don't like. But he jokes around. I mean, you're talking about joking. Oh.
Yeah, but good sense of humor.
Good sense of humor.
Yes.
I mean, all the time. But the point is that Jehovah's, he's in charge of those destroying angels,
yes.
those judgment angels. And
right.
he gives that power all to the Son. When his Son says, let it go, it's going to go.
Oh, yes.
Because the Son has so much mercy, he came in the body.
Yes.
A physical
right.
body. So he knows all your aches and pains. Jehovah doesn't know.
Yeah, he's a different being.
He's a different being. He don't know
celestial.
Nothing about it. He's celestial. He
yes.
don't know nothing about it. That's why he gave it to the Son.
Uh-huh.
The Son
yes.
had a human body. He knows what you go through, all your sexual tendencies and
That's
all
right.
the
yes.
urges and everything you got and overeating and
That's
all
right.
this stuff. He feels your pain. He felt everything.
Yes.
He knows how it is. The Father has no idea.
Glory to
God. You know, the Father has nothing on this planet, but when Jesus raises his hand and saying, let those judgment angels, oh, they will go.
That's right.
And they are judgment angels, and they are DA destroying angels. And believe me, they love what they do.
Yes, they do.
You think you gangs or something? Hey, those judgment angels will cuss you out
oh,
and
yes.
tell you where to go, tell
That's
you
right.
what to do. They don't play.
They don't play.
You think you something? Huh? No, 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 no. No, 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 no. Well, I'm telling you this, there is a hell.
Yes, it is.
Some people say that there is a hell.
That's right.
We know somebody was bothering me and my brother. I said, well, hey, you know, they died, then
That's
they came
right.
to visit us, kept bothering us.
Yes.
Like, wait a minute. I'm trying to praise Jesus. This dingling is coming here. I said, hey, I told my brother, hey, leave that to Jesus.
Yes.
He was trying to hold back because we can hold back. We can say,
right.
okay, Jesus, it's okay. I said, no, brother, my whole that boy with the hell.
Yes, that's
you know,
right.
You don't want to play with some
no,
beings.
No,
you come and he comes. He didn't go to the proper place he's supposed to go,
right.
to the light. He came to start to create habit around here.
That's
Let
right.
me go and bother him. Let me go by him. Just bother my brother. Pots and pans falling around. That's what I'm saying. It's a lot of demons that do that.
Right.
Call
right.
on the name of Jesus.
Yes, yes.
Tell them to go in the name of Jesus. Get the hell out of here.
That's right.
They understand that kind of language.
Yes, they do. Yes.
You know, they, that's what I'm saying. It's a lot of demons and stuff going around here.
Right.
And they were trying to play with my brother. And they tried to come to me. I said, wait a minute. Is,
That's
am, I
right.
feeling, am I thinking, I'm seeing this dingling here? No.
No.
So me and my brother, then my brother said, well, it's okay. And I was saying, well, I don't
no.
think so. Then all of a sudden, we released him. And then he kept doing it. And then he had to go to hell.
That's
you know,
right.
you don't want to play. You don't want to do that. You're supposed to do something. You don't do it. Heaven, it's just like earth. You know, you do certain things, you go to jail.
Mm-hmm.
Heaven's like that, too.
Yes.
It's a jail, but it's hell.
That's
and
it.
I'm going to have my brother say something about a little touch, because we're going to get a lot of stuff about how hell is. And it's not, we're not trying to scare you.
Right.
We're just trying to tell you this is real. It's not nothing that, it's just real.
Yes.
Definitely, it's also verified to get in the 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians. There's realms of heaven. There's many heavens. It's not just one. There's realms of divinity, celestial realms, and in the celestial realm is the highest glory of Jesus Christ. And there, Jesus said, in my Father's house, in the 14th chapter of St. John, are many mansions. If it were not so, I wouldn't have told you. There are many realms of light, many realms of heaven is a real place. Heaven is within. Hell is a real place. Hell is within. So I had a variety of experiences. And one of the experiences of going to Hades or hell, I was ushered or lowered into that dark realm, and you could not breathe. In that realm, they don't have oxygen. You don't want to go to hell if you dwell on the earth because you cannot breathe. And so therefore, when I was there, I had a hard time breathing. I had to go, it was hell. It was really hell. It was hard to breathe, and I tried to call on Jesus. And in that realm, I was hungry. And I tried to go to the restaurant, and when I was walking toward it, it was backing away from me. And when you go to the dark side, you take all your tricks with you. If you're negative, they go with you. Or you have all your senses of hunger. You feel hunger. You feel sleepy. You feel tired. You feel thirsty. And they're never quenched, because in that realm, that's what it's called, hell. There's Sheol, Gehenna, Tartarus. Tartarus is like it's next to the lake of fire. It's very, there's different degrees of hell realms, and the worm hell or the maggot hell. And so therefore I was there in the darkness of the dark realm, and I could not breathe, and it was hard to see, and I in that darkness, like I said, no hunger is quenched. You're craving, but it cannot be satisfied. And so when I tried to call on Jesus Christ, it was very hard, because in that realm, the devil said, I wanted to magnify the name. And in the realms of hell, the human voice is not actified, or they don't use voice, because voice are powerful. And so therefore, when I struggled to get the name out, I was trying to say Jesus, and I got Jesus, and immediately I was zoomed out of hell, back onto the planet Earth, and I was like, I was able to breathe again. It's nothing to play with. It's a real place. There are a variety of instances I had in hell, tortured, being chased by spiders big as your living room, and they don't smell good. And you got these big flies where Beelzebub, who has no boobs, lord of the flies, he was taken down. You know, he's in charge of the darkness. And so, therefore, in that realm, it's nothing to play with. You got to be in touch with the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the real key of the real power to get out of the real hell.
Yeah, that's right. Because he was telling me that when he was down there, it was hard as hell to say Jesus Christ.
Yes, it was.
He couldn't say it, you know. And when you're in that, even though my brother is real versed in Jesus Christ, and he's most, you know, I mean, Jesus Christ is always on his mind. But when he went down there, he said, I couldn't get it out. I couldn't say it. It was so much negative. It was just hard to think it, hard to say it. He said he couldn't say it. And you don't want to go down there. You know, a lot of people go to purgatory first, to purge themselves, you know, because they live kind of a good life. They go to purgatory and they purge themselves. See, Jesus wants you to go, everybody to go to heaven.
Right.
But it depends on how you live your life. It depends if you into Jesus Christ energy, or if you just reject it. Because some people that's on this planet, they just reject it, you know.
That's right.
They just they don't want nothing to do with it. And it's always that following, you know. They want to be with a third of those angels that fell to the earth. That's a whole nother story.
Yes.
But and they want to be with them. And so they come in human bodies, and you got to be aware. This is getting into demonology, and we definitely going to have a thing on that, because it's a lot of negative stuff that you got to know. And basically, to sum it all up, the best way to do it is use the name of power.
That's right, yes.
Jesus.
Jesus. That's
right. You know, use it with authority and power. You know, that's the best way to get those names. And you'll see them running. Matter of fact, like I said, I keep saying before, my brother said, come on back here. Come on. Hey, come back. I'm getting the hell out of here.
That's right.
You know, come on. I want to have some fun.
Yeah.
You know, but hey, when they hear that name of authority, oh, I remember that. Oh, no, let me get the hell out of here.
That's right.
You know, that's the name of authority. That's the name of power.
Yes.
That's why
us as a people. I don't care if you're a Christian. I don't care if you're a Buddhist. I don't care if you're in the New Age. I don't care whatever you're into.
Right.
Let's activate that name.
That's
it's
right.
Beyond creed. It's beyond color. It's beyond religion.
Yes.
Everybody has Jesus Christ consciousness in them.
That's
let's
right.
activate that.
That's
you know?
Right.
Let's use the name. Matter of fact, like my brother said, my loving brother, don't believe us. Use it for yourself. Matter of fact, it was a guy in Hare Krishna. He was using
right.
every other god, then he used Jesus and stopped.
Right.
The then he went back to his other god. What kind of ding-a-ling is that? I mean, that doesn't even make no kind of common sense.
Like,
you know what the father would say about
yes,
that.
It's just a word.
Yeah, it's just like, what? You know, mm-hmm. You know, but the point is, everybody has it. It's the name of power.
Yes.
It's the name of glory. I mean, if you want to live a glorified life, activate the principles. Don't believe what I say.
That's right.
Don't believe what my brothers say.
Yes.
You do it. We're here. This is Son of God University. Son of God University is here to instruct.
That's right.
That's it. That's why we are a university.
Yes.
We're not a church. Everybody wants to be a church to come in. No, 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 no.
Right.
No, 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 no. Even if all Jesus, no, you don't want to be church. No, we don't want to be church. We don't. You can get somebody else to church. No, we're here to instruct you.
Yes.
As we instruct Nobody you, stop. Follow the instructions.
That's right.
You activate. It's all up to you as an individual.
Yes.
You got to do it as an individual. Not your mother, not your father, not your
That's
grandmother,
right.
Whoever else. You as an individual, look in the face in the mirror and activate these principles of Jesus Christ. They are love. He's waiting.
Yes. That's
he,
right.
Like I said, I'm knocking at the door. He's knocking at your consciousness.
Right.
Every time, he's knocking at your consciousness. You know, when you do something wrong,
That's right.
he's knocking at your consciousness. That's wrong.
Yes,
That's
he, you're right.
That's not right. You shot somebody. That's not right, brother. Brother, man, that's not right.
That's right.
You know, you did that. Now, if you do something good, you feel good.
Right.
That's
right.
the Holy Spirit telling you, you did something good.
That's right.
When you bless somebody, you help somebody, you feel good inside. That's that spirit of Jesus Christ in you telling you, it's patting you on the back. You did a good job. But then when you do it, it tells you.
That's right.
And you got to listen to that because you don't want to just keep blotting that out.
No.
Blotting
no.
that out because then you go further and further down. Then you have no conscience.
That's right.
And
right.
then it goes to blaspheming of the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
Because you have no conscience. You just keep kingdoming. You keep doing this.
Right.
And you just don't want to feel the feelings.
That's it.
You wipe them out. But you yes. want to have feelings.
Yes.
Jesus is the God of feelings.
Yes, he is. Yes.
It's a feeling. It's a love feeling.
That's
basically,
right.
it's a love feeling. You have forgiveness. You don't hate. Like me and my brother, we don't hate anybody.
No.
I can't hate anybody.
That's right.
People have done. People try to poison me. People that I do. I
right.
can't hate them.
Right.
You got to love them. And that's the thing about it. Love them. You got to forgive them. He has that in the scriptures. If
That's
somebody
right.
do something to you, you got to forgive them. You got to forgive them. Over. I don't care what they do. A lot of people want you to. To hit them.
Right, right.
If they hit you, you knock them out in the head. No, that's
no.
not Jesus Christ. Not that you're supposed to be a wimp.
Right.
I'm not saying that.
That's right.
And I want my brother to get into that. Not that you're supposed to be a wimp, that
right.
you, somebody hit you, you're supposed to say, no, no, no. But it's not like retaliation.
Right, that's
you do
right.
something bad to me, I'm going to do something. That's not the Jesus Christ way.
No. You got that right, my brother. What time is it? It's time to worship the Lord Jesus Christ. What time is it? It's
yeah.
time to bring forth the activation power of forgiveness. In the book of Luke, in the sixth chapter, and Jesus, and also in the book of Matthew, speaks about love your enemies, do good to them that hate you, bless them, that pray for them that despitefully use you. It is really time to, a strong man is one who can forgive his enemy. A strong man, or a strong woman, is one who can forgive, who can love. And when they retaliate against you, you stand firm, and you just send out love nature. And like my brother said, you don't be a whip. You know, if somebody keep punching you, you just grab their hand and squeeze it. And when you freeze their blood, they say, wait a minute, I got the message. I better stop messing with this guy. He got big mouth. And he's a lover of Jay Susie, but he don't take no stuff. But he's not going to hurt me at the same time. You would know just what to do and how to react, you know, by the power of the light of Jesus Christ. Because Jesus Christ is the power of love. The name is all authority. The name is all energy. And it's like it gives you a freedom, a release of glory, of light, of majesty, and dignity.
Yeah, that's how the Kung Fu masters work out. They, the real ones, they activate that law. I'm not talking about the stuff you see on TV.
Right.
Basically, when somebody hits, they will deflect you. they will not try to hurt you. Their thing is not. I'm talking about the real martial arts. It's some all kind of stuff you see in America. Let me beat you up. I can beat you up.
Right.
But the real masters, they don't do that. They have all the power, but the power don't mean that you go and just take somebody's life or you beat them up. Basically, you know how to stop their blood. You know how to do certain things to make sure that they don't harm you or harm nobody else.
That's right.
It's not about retaliation, you know.
Right.
And that's the high art that Jesus taught.
That's right.
You know, he's not no pushover. You know, a lot of times, like, he was transfigured. They wanted to push him over the bridge. And he, out there at church that time he was preaching, he said he was a son of God. What the hell? He said he's a son. Those Jews said, what?
Right.
Let's push him up. And he vanished.
Right.
He had the power of transfiguration.
Yes.
The power of transfiguration is a power that when you're transfigured, you can go as the wind. That
right.
means, like, in Star Trek, when those guys are atomized and go to the planet, you can do that at mind with your will.
That's right.
With your mind. And you can go from this place to that place, from that
right.
place to that. That's for the earth here.
Right.
That's what transfiguration is.
That's
I just
right.
gave you a little thing like on Star Trek. You don't have to get in no machine per se.
Right.
I was
right.
just using how their body is atomized.
That's
your
right.
body is atomized by your mind and this holy, the superconscious mind, and you just activate and you just go from this place to that. Just like Philip. Philip was on the car. I mean, you remember Philip in the Bible? You explained that, my brother.
Yes, Felipe. Felipe, the man that loved Jesus. Philip, how did he attain the power? In the 14th chapter of the book of John, Felipe, or Philip, he says, Jesus, show us the Father. It'll turn us on. It'll be sufficient. And Jesus say, have I been so long time with you, and you don't know who I is? And he said, no, I thought I knew. And he said, you that have seen me, you have seen the Father. How sayest thou, show us the Father? And so that was a bold statement by statement, because Jesus was saying, I'm equal to God, Jehovah. I am one like God. I got all the powers that God has. And so once Philip found out that the powers of Jesus were powerful, and once he learned to worship Jesus, because when he got the revelation about who Jesus was, he fell down and worshiped Jesus. He recognized he could pray to Jesus. He could give exaltation to Jesus, magnify the name of Jesus, glorify Jesus Christ. He is a worthy God, the Son of God, but he's a God, the title God, but he's the Son with all that power. And so he became transfigured. And how he became transfigured? Through Jesus Christ's Holy Spirit. And so therefore, he was going different places, and he was taken up with the Ethiopian guy, and he appeared up with, and the guy said, wow, this is fascinating. And so Philip, he talked to the guy, and he said, do you believe? He says, I do believe that Jesus is the Son of God. And so the man said, the Ethiopian eunuch, he said, well, what hinders me not to be baptized? I believe. And the scripture says that the man, Philip, baptized the eunuch. He said, I baptize you in the name of Jesus Christ. And when he baptized him and took him in the water, it says the Spirit of God took Philip and transported him from one city to the next. That power, my beautiful beloved ones, is a real power from Jesus Christ. It is the gift of love. It's the gift. That's the rapture. What people call the rapture is individual. It happens to those who are in love with Jesus Christ. That is the transfiguration power that Jesus Christ shared with all the saints whom love Jesus Christ.
You got that right, baby. Jah Jesus, baby. That's what it's about. A lot of times we say Jah Jesus, baby. That's how we greet each other.
Yes.
Jah Jesus, baby, because that's what it's about.
Yes.
It's about Jah Jesus. It's about Jah Jesus residing in our consciousness.
That's right.
It's about Jah Jesus activating that name. As we say Jah Jesus, we're activating all the energy all around us, all through us, all
yes.
in us. When we say Jah Jesus, that energy is just going zoom, 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 zoom.
That's
it's
right.
Like, whoa, whoa. You can't beat that energy.
Right.
There's no energy or power on the planet Earth that can do that. I mean, Jah Jesus, that's it, baby.
That's right.
Nobody else on the planet says Jah Jesus but Son of God University. We got the knowledge here. We are telling you how to do it. We are
yes.
here to instruct you. We are here not to throw flame up. Who we are,
right.
we is on the frame of who Jah Jesus is.
That's right.
Like Cross Newman said, eyes off us, eyes on him.
Yes.
Eyes off us, eyes on Jah Jesus,
Jesus.
Baby. That's what, and he lives within us.
That's
you
right.
can praise to him as an individual. He's worthy to be praised
yes.
as an individual being.
Yes, he is. Yes.
You know,
he
you can't ever repay the gratitude that he came down to you. Because the Father, you know, the Father said, no, 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 no. You don't want to go down there. Like
right.
I said before, you don't want to go down there. Don't those heathens?
Right.
No, no, no. What do you want to go down there for? Oh, Father, I want to go. I want to save them. I want to. He pleaded.
That's right.
He said, you want to go down there with those nigger bites?
That's right.
No, no, I don't want to go. You sure?
You sure? You
no, 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 no. You want to go down there and save them? He pleaded. Now, let's think about it. He pleaded?
Right.
You know, he's definitely worthy. The only reason we're here on this planet is because of
Jesus. Jesus, that's
because
right.
Because after the fall, I don't know, it would be no hope. But before the foundation of the earth, they knew it was going to happen.
Yes.
He was slain before the foundation of
the earth. That's right.
So that in the spiritual realm, it happened.
Yes. Yes.
Now it happened physically.
That's right.
You know, he was worshipped back then, before then.
That's
Some
right.
people knew the revelation, and they worshipped him before then.
Right.
Like Melchizedek.
Yes.
Jesus' brother.
Yes.
Worship him in the Bible.
That's right.
You know, his brother. Matter of fact, they used to go and have a visit of flapjacks and eat pancakes with Abraham.
Right.
All three of them.
The Jehovah God, Jesus, and Melchizedek.
Go and hang out with Abraham, you
That's
know.
That's right.
So you see, it's a lot in those scriptures. He used to go and just
right.
talk. Now, just think. Beings like that hanging out with a mortal on earth.
Right.
Whoa.
That's powerful.
That's power, you know.
Yes.
You know, Abraham, the father of the nation, yeah. I mean, he's hanging out with beings like that.
That's right.
Gee, you know. That's power there, you
yes.
know.
Yes.
And that's what we're talking about. Everybody wants power.
Right.
Everybody's fighting for power. They want power over somebody. But Jesus Christ's power is the power of love.
That's right.
And it's
that's
to conquer
true.
Over yourself. Like people always talk about, you got the shockers and everything and all
right.
that. But those shockers and everything will come in line with Jesus Christ's spirit.
That's
As
right.
you activate his spirit, they'll put those shockers in line because Jesus Christ's spirit, that intelligence knows just what to do.
Yes.
And everything, in your organs and everything. But then, too, you got to do your job.
That's
you
right.
got to exercise, like I say.
Right.
You
got to
take some yoga classes.
Yes.
You
got to
run. You got to lift some weight.
That's right.
You
got
to do all your part. You got to eat the right food.
Yes.
You know, you got to do your part. It's something you don't sit back like, for some of the Christian churches to sit back and think Jesus is going to do everything. No,
right.
no,
no,
no. You got to activate. You got to praise that name.
Yes.
You got to take time to praise that name.
That's right.
If you want a clear mind, if you want a pure mind,
yes, that's
if, you,
right.
if you want a holy mind, if you want a peaceful mind,
yes.
and a lot of people, they don't have peace.
No,
they don't have
don't.
Peace in their heart. They don't have peace in their mind. You can't have it if you don't have God Jesus.
That's right.
Let's face it.
You got that
you
right.
You got right. that right. Yeah. My brother knows you cannot have no peace without
no,
Jesus.
No, you get that right.
You have all this turmoil. You're getting mad at this person. You want to push this person out. You see all this
That's
crazy
right.
stuff. Because people don't have Jesus.
Right.
You know, they don't have it in their consciousness. You got to have it in your consciousness.
That's right.
Jesus. You got to ask them. We keep saying it over and over because it's the main thing. It's
yes.
the main deal.
Yes,
we
right.
may veer off to some other stuff, but the main deal is Jesus, baby.
That's right.
Jesus, baby, is in you.
Yes.
That's what you need to be really concentrated on. You can pray to our being Jesus, too.
That's right.
There's nothing wrong.
The divine Son of God.
The divine Son of God. You can, but let's get into that conscious within us because that's going to really help us
right.
in everything we do.
Christ within.
Yeah, Christ within. The
yes.
Christ within is our hope and glory.
That's
as we
right.
Go to sleep in Jesus. As we wake up in Jesus. As we drive to our work, we drive in Jesus.
Right.
As we do our work, we do that in the name. In the name of Jesus means it's a vibration name.
Right.
It's that your consciousness is in Jesus. That's what the name is. It's not so much saying, like at the end of the prayers, people say, in the name of Jesus. It's a vibration.
Right.
Let's think to a vibration realm. It's like you living in that vibration. You chanting in your consciousness.
That's right.
The name of Jesus.
Yes.
That's the name activating your life. It's not so much saying in the name of Jesus, that's it. No. If you want it to
activate.
You want it to be alive in you. You want something. We're here to show you how you can live it from day to day.
Yes.
It's not so much just going to church. That's nice.
That's
but you go to church, then you put it on the shelf, then you come, then you do your own thing, then you come back and pick it up.
Right.
No, no, no. It's an every moment by moment deal.
If you're scared, go to church.
That's right. That's what Saint used to say.
One of the bodybuilders used to say that.
If you're scared, go to church. You know. That was in a movie I saw that.
Yes.
If you're scared, go to church. You know, but the point is, my brother and I, we're not trying to get you from going to church.
No, no, we love the church.
If you need to go, go.
Right.
But let's put it this way. Jesus never orchestrated you to go to church.
Right.
He never said anything about it. Matter of fact, he was a lot against it because of the way they were doing it. They were selling stuff in the temple,
right.
And he came and knocked that down. Say, what the heck? We don't do this in
That's
the temple.
Right.
You know, Jesus is not a nice guy. I think people think Jesus is a nice
oh,
guy.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, he's very loving.
Yes.
But yet and still, he don't take no stuff.
Right.
You
not
know?
A pushover.
He's not a pushover. He's not a passive pushover. What do you think, my brother? He's not a passive
no.
pushover. I mean, he's aggressive. He got big, broad shoulders. They put him as a weak person.
Right.
This guy's about 6'4", broad shoulders. I mean, this guy is very muscular. He ain't
oh,
no...
Yeah.
He's a god.
Yeah, he's bigger than Arnold Schwarzenegger.
He's a god.
And Revelation said his thigh is so big he gets the title of the Word of God written
yeah.
on his thigh.
Yeah.
And the King of Kings and Lord of Lords on his chest. He's a big dude, and we worship him.
Yeah,
we
that brother him. Man is a big. I mean, wide thing, bronze in color.
Right.
I mean, this guy is something else.
Yes,
you know, don't put him. One time we were saying that he said, "What? Don't put me
at prophet level.
Don't put me on. I'm no damn prophet.
Right? He's beyond that.
Yeah. One time he spoke and I ain't no damn prophet.
Right. That's right.
And I thought, that's right. He's not no damn prophet.
Yeah.
That's not growing. There. That's why I knew he's like, oh, this guy's over trillions of worlds.
Right.
Whoa. But Earth is his favorite planet.
That's
you know
right.
why? He came to Earth. He got a physical body.
He grew his blood.
And stayed his sacred blood. And yes. he built the planet Earth.
Yes, that's
He's
right.
the one that orchestrated, not the Father.
That's right.
Father Jesus. Oh. Not the grandfather. Let's put it that way.
Yes.
Not the grandfather Jehovah. Father Jesus.
Father Jesus. Yes.
That's what we call him, Father Jesus. That's what they say in Italy, Father Jesus.
That's right.
In
that's
America,
right.
I don't. We haven't got that way. Father? Well, I'm thinking about Jehovah.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about that. You're talking about the grandfather. No, it's Father Jesus. Jehovah is our grandfather.
That's right.
You know, Father Jesus built this planet.
Yes.
Father Jesus built our temple.
That's right.
He did it. It's the only one of the can. It's magnificent.
Yes,
it's so magnificent. He took it on.
Right.
You know,
that's
he took
right.
it on. He has it. And he glorified. He was the first one. So he said, hey, you can do what I do.
That's
so,
right.
So let's activate what he does. Let's activate these principles. These principles are here for us to activate. They're all within you.
Yes.
Ask.
Yes.
Ask that Father Jesus within you.
That's right.
Ask the question. It'll tell you.
That's
it'll
right.
reveal it to you. It'll let you know.
Yes.
You know? Talk to it.
That's right.
Talk to that God within you.
That's right.
That Holy Spirit.
Yes.
That Holy Spirit is alive in you.
Is it closer than hands and feet?
It's closer than hands and feet.
Whoa.
It's a feeling. Sometimes you feel to do that.
Yes.
That's the Holy Spirit telling you to do it. Go with that feeling.
Yes.
It's intuition. A lot of people say women have it, but men have it too.
Oh, yes.
Just as good. It's a feeling.
Yes.
Go with that feeling. Oh, I think I feel I should do that. Do it.
Do it. That's exactly. Follow
that's the Holy Spirit telling you to do it.
Yes.
That's His voice telling you. I feel to do this. I'm saying we're trying to teach you how to get in touch with your consciousness, not
yes.
in so much in touch with the Bible, what they call the Word of God. You are the Word of God, as we said before.
Right.
You are that Word.
Yes.
That Spirit within you is talking to you. That's the Word.
That's
Jesus'
right.
Word talking to
yes,
you.
Exactly.
It's activating you. We're telling you the mysteries of the Scriptures. It's activating you.
Yes.
See, it's a code to all this. It's not exactly how it sounds.
That's right.
So let's get with it, my brothers and sisters. We love you all. We want you to progress.
Right.
Especially in this great America. It's the leading nation of this, you know.
That's
right. Why we're here in America. This is the homeland. This is Israel.
Yes.
This is Israel. And that Washington State, believe me, that's bada boom.
Yes, it is.
There's something up there. Jesus used to hang up there a lot.
That's right.
That's why you see all that stuff happening up there.
Yes.
Going, all that commerce.
That's right.
That's a rich state. Believe me, that's like the New Jerusalem. That state is something else.
You got
don't
that
put
right
down the band. I was talking to one guy. Say, oh, it's like I was in New York. He said, oh, that's like back in the day. That's like horse and buggy. No, don't put that. That's the technology is here.
They thought it was a hillbilly
state. That's the technology is here. The technology is here.
Yes.
You know, this is where it's at, baby.
Yes.
You know, and Jesus hung out a lot here. Enoch came here.
That's right.
He came over there from Egypt. They took a ship here.
That's right. And that's verified in the book of Ether, the third chapter of the
yeah.
book of Ether. It speaks about how Jesus Christ talked to Enoch. He said, to me, Jesus Christ, behold, I am Jesus Christ. This is the body of my spirit you are now beholding. And behold, I will come into earth and take upon human form. And Enoch was tripping. He said, you mean you are the Lord and you're going to take on human flesh? thou art the spirit, and thou can become human, and take on the human. He said, yes, I shall. He said, you are redeemed from the fall because of your belief in me now, because what you have seen me, and therefore I will come to this earth. And Enoch's mind was opened up, and that's why he was the first one that got translated, because he worshipped Jesus Christ. He was in love with Jesus Christ. He received the spirit of Jesus Christ way back then. He was so in love with Jesus Christ, he didn't have to offer no animal sacrifices, because Jesus Christ said, you are redeemed from the fall of Adam. So that power still exists today. And we're living in the New Covenant age today, or the New Testament time. There is no excuse for people not to worship Jesus Christ. You will find a reference in the sixth volume of Annalise Skyron's book called Man Triumphant. A chapter in there says, it's called Jesus Christ, Son of the Living God. And in that chapter, it speaks of the poise and the majesty and the dignity and the power of the great, glorious Son of God, Jesus Christ.
You bet. We better believe that Jesus Christ is the bottom boom. I mean, I can't erase it enough. That's the name of all power. And
yes,
if you don't get anything else from this, know that Jah Jesus, that's it, baby. Put that Jah in, that extra power,
yeah,
that extra
Jesus.
And those devils, they do not like that.
That's right.
I keep them running all the time.
Yes.
You know, here he comes.
That's,
you know,
right.
Yeah, Jah Jesus, baby. Jesusi. Oh, that's more direct.
Yeah,
that's,
Jesusi.
That's going into Jesusi. That's going into the energy force. I mean, that's in with that intelligence. Oh, they definitely don't like that. Oh, they know that knowledge.
That's
so
right.
So we're telling you knowledge, how to activate it, how to use it, you know. And so use it, you know. Don't just put it on the shelf.
That's right.
Like you have your Bibles all dusted up. Don't put it on the shelf. And not that you did. Like I said, get in tune with the Christ within.
That's right.
You know what we're saying is true. You know you're feeling it.
Yes.
You know it's activating you. You know that the spirit of truth is saying, oh, yeah, that's right, it's agreeing. Because it got to.
That's
it's the Holy Spirit in you.
Right.
It's the Holy Spirit in us.
Yes.
If we get into your conscience, not into the literal Bible. We may see scriptures. My brother's a scripture. I mean, he knows back and forward. But we're saying that for reference for people that really in the Christian church that need it. But basically, you can use this without scripture. It's all within
you. That's right.
It's all within
you.
The kingdom of God within you. The scripture is just to verify within you. That's all it is.
Right.
It's here to verify all that within you. And you need to go in that Bible and but you don't have to go in that Bible. It's just being who you are. That's the gift. Where you are in your the last Adam had come to reverse the works of the first. He became a curse to become a cure. The blood pour made sure that he that enters by the door would be eternally secure. What shall I render? Surrender lives and do to him. God Jesus saved that's what it is, baby. God Jesus saved me. We love you all. For all walks of life. He's the Lord of all. Yes, God Jesus. Perfector, resurrector. All life is God University signing off.
Remember, the name of Jesus Christ. I tell you powerful, for I am anointed with life.
God Jesus saved me. We love you. God Jesus saved me. God Jesus saved me. God Jesus saved me. Victor, the greatest victory of all history. Peep the unveiling mystery of the chief cornerstoner, the atoner. And we present to the world the most generous blood donor. Introducing the Lord Jesus.